是投你的。
这个等一下量，等一下去问他。
OK OK 好，我拍。
啊，我拍。
Okay, now it's 8:30, yeah? 8:30 tonight we're supposed to have our puja and reflection. But I think we can skip the puja, because this morning we have already done it. Yeah? So maybe for this morning, because after this morning we don't have much time left. After this morning we have our lunch. After lunch, 1:30 to 2 o'clock, only half an hour. After that, the chief monk or Tang Jia will come. Yeah, we have to get ready, yeah? Pay our respect, express our thanks, yeah? And gratitude towards the temple. Then we will ask for forgiveness from Tang Jia and the temple people if there's anything that we have done not proper. Are not in accordance, so we will learn from it. Then after that is also a good practice, that we make offering to them, then we all can rejoice. Then normally we will request Sifu for a group photo, but I don't know what Sui An has planned. Anyway, we leave it to Sui An. Then we will also request for the date for the next retreat. And normally he will just agree and approve. But more important is when he come in, we all must kneel down. Kneel down. Then together as a group, we pay our respect to him. Then later on, whatever we need to do, we will do. Okay. So now we will continue the Heart Sutta sharing a bit. Then after that, I will continue with the what they call morning reporting. Actually, not reporting. It's a sharing by all those who haven't shared. Then there are some who share, they still want to share. So we can have the sharing. Okay. Turn to page Heart Sutta. Turn to page 135. Lesson 40. Heart Sutta class held at Wubing Jingse Mahayana Vihara on the 12th of May. 213. So these are short notes taken to assist in developing a clearer and better understanding of the Heart Sutta itself. Part 1.1. Recap of what we have gone through, and we develop some emphasis on the previous lesson. 1.1. When random thought arise, you must remember this. When you meditate or when you are doing your cultivation, when random thought arise, do not react. Remember this. Do not suppress or try to force the random thought not to arise, or try to control them. Just let things be and flow with it. When you can accept the reality that as long as there is still avijja, the heedless thinking, the random thought will arise. And when you are mindful, it is to enable you to understand what other thought that arise. Why not other thought? So this is a very good way of developing wisdom. If you can't be aware of the random thought, you will not understand how you get yourself entangled in daily life. Because when you go through life, most people are not heedful, not aware. Even some cultivator, let's say they have developed some form of mindfulness, but they still will have attachment without them knowing it. Because these are your usual way of living life, your usual way of reacting to what you perceive through your senses. So this very subtle attachment, you will only understand when you see the random thought arising. Because of your attachment, your clinging, your holding, then that thought arises. Then you can understand, because how come not other thought, that thought? Then sometimes it's because you worry about something. You have been carrying that problem with you. Then you realize that thought keep on arising. Keep on arising. Unless you are busy doing something or talking to people or attending to something. But when you got nothing to do, that thought will come. So that is what the Mahayana Sutta Wu Liang Shou Jing say, Fan Nao Zhang. Fan Nao Zhang. Zhang is obstruction. Fan Nao is worry. There are things that you have not resolved. Things that bothers you, it can be anything that you give meaning to. So these are the attachment, the subtle holding on to things that you seldom understand. But when you see your random thought, you start to understand. That's how I developed the understanding in the early day. Then I realized whatever small thing, the moment you just not careful enough, it went in already. I always give this example. Let's say when you go and buy something from people, and maybe he charge you more expensive, or sometimes he may quote you the wrong price, but you know it's expensive. Then you realize your mind straight away want to perceive that guy as not honest and honest thing. Then sometimes when you are not careful with the right speech, you straight away react and tell him, cannot be, how come you are charging me this price? Then that guy also, if he is not in the good mood that day, he will tell you, you want to buy, buy, you don't want to buy, don't talk so much. Then you know what happened. You will get unhappy. You will attach. Then when you walk out of the shop or what, as you walk, you will be thinking about this. Understand? Or later on when you reach home, the thoughts still arrive. Then after that, if you meet your spouse or whoever, you will talk about, that guy, he did all those things to me. This is what attachment is all about. And this is a very clear-cut example. But sometimes there are minor things. That's why through understanding random thought, you understand what attachment is. Then later on, you are mindful until the stage where the subconscious release at night through dream or what. You will start to understand. All these are the hidden phobia, hidden attachment, hidden fear, in a very subtle form. And they keep on releasing. Not until you have the wisdom and understanding, the releasing will continue. That's why without mindfulness, you cannot deal. You are completely without defense system. So this is the part I want to share. Then I read on. When random thought arise, do not react, suppress or try to control them. Just let things be and flow with them. Then investigate and find out what happened when you do that. You will come to understand that they are just thoughts which come and go according to their mental conditioning. you will also come to understand that when your five mental hindrances are around, you are not peaceful. This is the understanding. And when the spiritual faculties are there, they will counter the five mental hindrances, and you are then naturally peaceful. No matter what happens, do not control. Try to control or suppress thought. Only through understanding you free your mind. Not through the doing via the thought, which is egoic. You must investigate why you are like that and why you are not peaceful. The essential Dhamma as taught by the Buddha will enable you to see the danger of the three evil roots of greed, hatred, and delusion, the importance of heedfulness, and the importance of following the advice of the Buddha. To avoid all evil, we are keeping the precept, do good and purify the mind. We are cultivating the Noble Eightfold Path until one is awakened. Similarly, one will also see the importance of cultivating Dana, Sila, and Bhavana, based on the right view with regards to the three important spiritual laws, Karma Niyama, Citta Niyama, and Dhamma Niyama, that governs all of our life and existence, so as to understand and see the full picture of the Dhamma cultivation clearly. Okay? So at least I finished that part. Now, before that three-person leave, you all leave at 9 o'clock. Oh, when they are ready. Jingyang are not ready yet. Oh, okay. What about Richard leaving what time? Oh, left already. Oh, he's coming. Never mind. So we wait for him. So we bid them farewell. We will send you farewell. Then we wish you a safe journey. Drive carefully, tell Jingyang. No need to hurry. For those who are driving home tomorrow too, do the same. Always remember, life is wonderful. Life is precious. So be heedful. If you hurry, you rush, it doesn't save you much time. No point. You actually subject yourself to unnecessary danger and risk. So what is important is drive carefully. Must have enough rest. Enough sleep. If you are tired, stop by somewhere you can take a rest or have a coffee, drink. Then when you are better, drive. If you cannot continue, ask somebody who can drive to help you or take over. Normally, if you got more than one driver, it's very safe, no problem. Then also, you have to be mindful that your car or the vehicle you are driving is very important. Make sure you check. If you sense anything not right, stop at the next town or what, look for a mechanic. You need to tune things up or change certain things or check certain things, check it up. Then it's better to check your car before you go for long distance drive, because maintenance of car is very important. Even motorbike or whatever. Because when you go long distance, you cannot afford to have problem halfway. When you have problem halfway, you may find a very expensive lesson to learn. But if you have good karma, then not so bad. Previously, we got one Kayamita from Klang, I remember. So, they also came for the retreat. But halfway, luckily, almost near Tapa already, I think. They developed some engine problem. So luckily that Kayamita, he got a brother in Ipoh. So he contacted the brother. So somehow he managed to borrow the brother's car, exchange car, then the brother sent his car for servicing. Then by the time the retreat is over, he can drive down and exchange back his car. So that one is good karma. The worst is break down halfway, then don't know what to do. But when you start your engine, you can feel sometimes certain sound or certain thing. You are sensitive, you can perceive it clearly. Then you have to attend to it. Like our body, if it shows sign, you have to attend to it. You have to understand, oh, Richard is here. Yeah, Richard, we want to bid you farewell. And our message to you, very simple, drive safely. So we really thank you for your attendance, where you have been part of the wonderful people who actually make the retreat very interesting. Oh, he's going to can earn, pay respect to all of you, see? Sadhu, 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 rejoice. Namaste. Means I respect your nature, you respect my nature. Can. You can say a few words. I have the cushion with you. Push all the way up. Push the button. One more. Okay.
It's okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Was all relative.
Yeah.
Everything beautiful.
Yeah.
All right. Sincerely, yeah, inside, yeah. I've learned a lot.
Yeah.
To be sati lah in everything.
Sati.
Even like yesterday, you know, in fact, not only yesterday, many times I asked about regarding the fear that I have, you know, on bite and everything.
Yeah.
I keep on reminding yourself, says that the forerunner is actually the mind, it's the thought.
Yeah.
All right. So thank you very much.
No problem.
All right. It's all is our wisdom. Right.
Yes.
Very good.
Everything
and
wisdom.
And also brother and sisters.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
My word of parting is this. Only one sentence, which I've learned a long time ago. It says that a new day doesn't represent a new life.
Yeah.
Unless you have a new mind.
Yeah, sadhu. Wow, very good. You must have a new mind. Very
so,
good.
暂时告知. All right.
Yeah.
后会有期.
Ah, 后会有期. That one very good.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
That right. That Mandarin word is very good. 后会有期.
You are already part of my family.
Yeah.
Thank you.
That's why when there is condition, we will meet again. 后会有期. Sadhu. Thank you so much. So just now he said, unless you have a new mind, you will never change. So this is new type of operation, mind transplant without going to the operation theater. By coming to retreat, develop the right view, the wisdom, then you have a new mind. And the best new mind is your own true mind. Forget about the mundane mind. So that new mind, stay aware. Be heedful. That is your true mind. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So we wish them all the best. Where is Jin Hao? Lei Hong? Oh, Jin Kiao. I say, oh, no. Become Jin Hao. Sorry. So we wish you a very safe journey. You must hug Madam Ho. Sadhu. Danny waiting for you. The next hug. Okay. So when tired, have a rest, Richard. When tired, just take a rest. Very good. Yes, sadhu. you can spare about 5 minutes or not, Richard? You can spare 5 minutes or not? You come. I will do a chanting for you. Because Chingyao, I wait for Chingyao. This is blessing. The Buddha say blessing. Page 14, the normal chanting book. Page 14. This one is auspicious blessing. Chant together, yes. Oh, chant together. Oh, they go and call Jingyao. You can wait for a while. No hurry. So anyway, I read to you the English one, so that you understand. This one is very good blessing, where you chant for people traveling, safe trip, or when people move into their new house, or sometimes I go for house dana. You want to invoke some good vibration to the house. Then people who are first time coming to retreat, I normally chant this blessing for you all. It will go a long way to bless you all. So here the Buddha taught this auspicious blessing. He said, may all misfortune be averted. May all sickness be healed. May no danger befall you. May you live long and happily. This type of blessing, good or not? Then, may there be blessing all around. May all devas and deities, Dharma protector, protect you. By the power of Buddha, may you be blessed with happiness and well-being. May there be blessing all around. May all devas and deities protect you. By the power of the Dhamma, may you be blessed with happiness and well-being. May there be blessing all around. May there be all the blessing of all the devas, Dhamma protector and deities, and may they protect you. By the power of the Sangha, may you be blessed with happiness and well-being. By this parita, virtue, means this particular blessing chanting. May no ill come to pass through cosmic. See? This one I told you, cosmic, the alignment of the planet, everything. Forces, demon, powerful non-human, or opposition from planetary antagonism. May your fortune cease. May our misfortune cease to exist. Jingyap come already, okay. Then after that is, all Buddhas are powerful, means their nature. And whatever power there is of the Buddhas, and through the power of the Arahant, the silent Buddha, may there be protection in all aspects. So you want this type of blessing or not? So we chant now. Those who know how to chant together, we chant. So you have the chanting book, Richard. Go back, you read. It's there. You want the chanting book? You lend you. So you listen to the Pali chanting. Sabbe tiyo viva jantu, sabba rogo vinasatu. Mate bhava tantrayayo sukhi digayoko bhava bhavatu sabba mangalam rakkantu sabba devata sabba buddhanu bhavena sada soti bhavantu te bhavatu sabba mangalam rakkantu sabba devata sabba dhammanu bhavena sada soti bhavantu te bhavatu sabba mangalam rakkantu sabba devata sabba sanghanu bhavena sada soti bhavantu te nakatayaka buddhanam papagahanivarana paritasanubhavena hantvate sang upadave sabbe buddha balapata pachekanang ca yang balang arahantanang ca tiejena rakham bhadhami sabbaso sadhu sadhu sadhu. Pay respect to the triple gem and all the beautiful great beings, then you all can go safely, drive safely. take care of mine, then mine take care of your life. Be heedful, be attentive. When you are attentive, you are mindful. Attentive means no thought, just attentively aware. Okay, so we bid farewell to Richard again, and Ching Yao, and also Lei Hong. We wish them all the best, safe journey. Okay, come. go and chat. The Kaye now. Which page are you? Page 16. Okay, you chant in English. Page 16, the first paragraph. Okay. Or Ingbi lead them. Ingbi lead them. Asking for forgiveness from the Triple Gem. Pamadena. Now chant the English, chant the English together, where you are requesting from me, So you chant in English, Sadhu, sadhu. Sadhu, is automatically granted because I have a vow. Whosoever, whether knowingly or unknowingly from the distant past until now or in the future, who had, whether knowingly or unknowingly, offended this nature of mine, this nature sincerely forgive them all. So the moment you request, it's automatically effect. But don't worry, most of you are beautiful. Not likely you have any offense. Then I personally, together with my nature, rejoice with the wholesomeness of all of you. When I can see sincerity, faith, my nature rejoice. Because with that, you will progress. You will be a blessing to all. And this is what the duty of Bodhisattva is, they wish for the well-being of all. Okay, sadhu, 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 sadhu. So once again, drive safely, have a safe journey, and we wish you all the best with all the protection. Okay, Leo. So this is a wonderful way of saying farewell. So you learn something today. Then the paritta for protection, you can chant yourself too. When you cultivate, you have merits, when you have the what they call understanding, you chant yourself for the blessing of your family member at home. Create the good vibration for your house, your environment. The most important thing is your virtue. When you cultivate, that virtue is very powerful. But if you are a cultivator, you have that virtue, then you chant because there is condition for you to chant and send this blessing for people. Then it has this power. That's why a lot of things about nature's law, about the Dhamma, you are non-cultivator, you cannot understand. That's why when you go for spiritual trip, or especially you go Thailand, they always chant this before you leave. Then they got quite a long chanting. Then the end one is always this one, the auspicious blessing. Mm. Okay, so now is the time for us to continue with the sharing. Who is next? Sorry, Envy, thank you. Sadhu, yeah, we listen from Envy, Sadhu. Yeah.
Good morning, Bhatiu, Mr. Steele, and all Kalyana Mitas. I would like to share this morning, before I leave at about 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Yeah.
is when I came here on 18, Monday.
Yeah.
Monday and Tuesday, I'm settling down until Wednesday when 20th. When Mrs. Steele shared her experience so bravely, so compassionately, in a way, whatever she said, actually she is telling what I am experiencing.
Wow,
too.
Sadhu. Very good.
I know what she felt that time.
Sadhu.
Even though the knocking sound or whatever sound, environmental sound, but I speak all for myself, I managed to, like what Brother said, return the awareness to the heart.
Yeah, to the heart, yes. Then so, it's just stay there. The awareness is just aware. That's why there is no such thing as the mind proliferating, trying to use the thought to rationalize to understand. No, it's just that. When very clear, everything is very clear. It's like the drum, you know the drum. You know what is a drum, when you don't hit, there is no sound there. That nature is the drum. But when there is contact with the sensor, then the music. But if that drum don't have wisdom, you cannot play. That music is horrible. And the vibration is horrible. But when that thing is properly tuned like a drum, that's why from emptiness, thing come out. Then you can understand. Then the energy is different. Then you are not lost in thought, not heedless. That's why this type of heedfulness, awareness, the true mind, is like a properly tuned drum. And that drum, the moment receive contact like music, spread far and wide. And it is really beautiful, and living being really need all this. That's why that is the process you will go through. Then when you understand and this one stabilize, a lot of other things will happen. Yeah. Then the understanding will come by itself. That's why I used to tell Song, technically I use the word, from that day when he connect a few years back, you don't need a teacher anymore. Technically, after you connect, you will learn yourself. But if you have affinity or this great being, then they give you the pointer, you move faster. Understand? You don't have to everything also go and find out. R&D, that one will take very long time. It's just like when I met my last guy. He saved my journey at least 10 to 15 years. Because these are people who have the understanding. Then straight away he asked me, where do you return your awareness? If I have not shared all this with you all, do you think you will know what is awareness? What is sati? Then awareness can return one. You won't know. But the moment he asked, I knew he knows, but I can feel him. That's why he said, where do you return your heart? And I have to tell him the truth. Where I return to my heart. He straight away in front of my face, wrong. But very nicely he said, wrong. Then he pointed towards, slightly towards the left. He said, here, slightly towards the left. Oh, I straight away have faith. Then the next word he asked me is, do you trust me? I say, yes, 100% I trust you. Well, he told me his meditation only consists of the four things, the four support. Then I told him the first three I already done. He said, very good, I know. He said, well, he held my hand. He feel my vibration. He can sense me. I can sense him. That's why a lot of things about cultivation, unless you are at that level of cultivation, you can never understand a lot of these things. So now that he in B report, there is condition for my nature to share so that they may move further, so that they will progress further. We have this thing about the drum I never shared before. You never heard before. This is the first time. So you can find out for yourself. When you are silent, the drum is beautiful and very clear. Then later on, in the midst of your daily life, you just aware, 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 like the drum hit, aware, aware, aware. Unless you need to think, you need to deal with it, you need to arise, then the thought come out, then the perception out. But this thought is hateful. It will not proliferate. There is clarity. It come out from the silence. Understand? It does not come out from memory, thinking mind. That's why this is totally different. This type of Dhamma, where can you listen? You can never. Because how many people can reach that level of cultivation? They don't even really understand sati. They can't even silence their mind until it is the free mind in sati. The pasati, the tranquility, the stillness. And they don't know how to silence. Because you don't know how to silence, you cannot stabilize all this understanding. And there is no way you can progress. That's why I used to tell Kayamita, I said, there are still a lot more things, but I can't share because there is no condition. Because if people haven't reached there, I share also no use. Maybe the non-human, sometimes they want to know and understand. Then there is condition. They will condition people to ask. Then I will share. That's why sometimes during the early day, I remember, I was so amazed. No, why I go and share all these things? Because human being at that time cannot understand. I knew. Then later on, I understand up there. Because for no reason, when I share, the rain, thunder outside, so loud, no, during the early day, the Vipassana center. The moment I start that type of sharing, then after I finish, immediately the rain all stop. Then after that we go home. Hardly any rain. So a lot of these things is because up there wants to understand. So people who are down here don't want to understand, but up there want to understand. So sometimes you have to understand like what the Thai monk in Thailand say. He said, you look at the Malaysian devotee, from so far they come because they are sincere, they have faith, they look for Dhamma. But Thai people take for granted. The temple nearby, the good monk nearby, nobody know, nobody interested, all come and bye-bye for, means do dana, make offering, looking for merit, boon, in Thai they call boon. So that day when I think the first spiritual trip around, Phuk Chai was with me, that I seen the Mosidio and the Kaimita. So when the Achan, that is supposed to be an Arahant, that monk. So when the Achan delivered that thing, everybody was like, felt very blessed. Then the Thai people felt like very ashamed. Then he asked, I forgot already. He asked two very good questions, though. I forgot already, so never mind. But the two questions is very beautiful one. I cannot remember. So let it be. Continue. Maybe it's not there.
And then got two occasions I was lying down on the bench at the side here. I was fully aware, never fall in sleep because I was fully aware. And then And then I started to understand what Varathi was sharing, like we when the mind we can control that. If I want to know whatever sound outside, I can
correct.
Just perceive that. If yeah. I don't want, I just
yeah,
come
you
to
just
to
silent.
The heart.
Stay inside.
Stay inside.
Yeah, because this one is like the drum. Understand? So if people hit the drum, the music will come out. But if you want to know what type of music, more detail, then you arise that mind to understand. Otherwise, it's just like that. Then even though it doesn't want to understand, but that nature, that drum, be a good music, it will know. That's why it developed the understanding of the good music, which is wisdom. So that's how that nature actually understands. That's why it can insight into phenomena. It can just understand truth like that. Because it is the drum. The drum is silent. But within the silent, everything arises. Because that is the nature. You remember Hui Ning? After the fifth Asia told him about the Diamond Sutta, then he straight away replied, how amazing that this self nature is already complete by itself. And all Dhamma arise from this self nature. You will understand all this. Yeah. That's why this is the beginning. You are starting to have that. Then if you want to be aware, distant sound, you can. And it's very clear one. That is the power of mindfulness, the oneness, the mind that is in oneness, is one with nature. This is the spacious awareness without a center, it's just aware. Then whatever arises within the phenomenal world, yours is like the neumonal world, the background behind. Then whatever that appear and disappear, arise and pass away within. If you want to know, you can know. If you want to be aware, you can. Otherwise, you're just silent. Otherwise, whatever that hit the drum, it will not affect you. But that drum will understand. Because the senses are connected to your nature. Understand? Your form and mind got the gateway, and your nature is there. That's why it's connected. That's why you can make use of this five aggregate of form and mind, the senses and the consciousness, to understand things, to live the good life. That's why life becomes wonderful. Because you have that wisdom, that understanding. That is the basis of understanding who you are, what you are, and how you manifest. Without this nature connected, the form and mind is deluded, heedless, cannot understand things, cannot meditate. That's why not until you connect, the true meditation cannot start. Not until you have the ability to be ever mindful, you cannot understand the Buddha Dhamma. That is the message to Adeline when he was at Krishnara. So only the heedful ones can understand the Buddha Dhamma, can see the Buddha. That is the meaning. Okay, very good. Sadhu.
And then on Wednesday onwards, even wherever I sit or I walk down there, whatever, if I want to perceive, the thing will just... I can catch. Like even I compare to Monday when I arrive, how come I don't perceive all these sounds? So when ding here, gong 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 gong,
yeah, yeah,
ding,
yeah, yeah.
Then even the breeze,
yeah, yeah, you can feel it. Oh, yeah. Sadhu.
On Monday
I can. Yeah. Because you are not settled down. Yeah. So you need the period of settling down. Yeah. Then when it settles down, your mind becomes different. So this, what they call formal meditation or retreat, can help her develop this stability. Then when she is stable, she will be able to carry this into the daily life. Then when the daily life reaches the stability of daily mindfulness, when it's very stable, in the midst of life, you can have the same experience, the same way of dealing with it. Because that time, you and that nature is one. In the midst of life, you are always acting from there, hearing from there, thinking from there. Everything you do is from there, from the heart, from the conscience, from the silent mind. That's why it becomes heedful living. You transform completely. Sadhu. Let's rejoice, you have to know to rejoice.
Sadhu.
Why can't we know someone? Oh, okay. I meant is sadhu. Why you didn't know word come out? Never mind. Just make let you become more aware. Maybe you are thinking of something or the other. When they rejoicing, your thought going on. Correct or not? Never mind. Just remind you. If you have been listening attentively, you straight away spontaneously sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Where you see the importance of this understanding. So this is just sharing. Okay. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Continue, Amy. Push it out. Oh, no more battery. Never mind, change.
I go and throw some battery.
Yeah, may I also share that day I reported to you in Sister Padmasuri's house that day? I attended one Metta meditation retreat at Arya house, Arya Vihara, guided by Aye Sumangala. So that retreat, I have benefited a lot. During one of the sitting, through her method lah, her skillfulness, she taught us always smile when we sit and relax. So even started from there, I always do this. And then during that, one of the experiences is I would like to share with you all is after this metta meditation, after I came out from it, the smiles at the face
is very natural,
very natural and
radiant, radiant.
Quite long lasting. I don't want to smile also cannot. I try to control myself. Cannot. It's just like a new moon.
It's a new conditioning. And you do it with understanding, and that metta is really strong. That's why you will always have that smile. So during the early day when my metta was very strong, everybody I pass by, they can feel, they turn around and they look at me. Then they also smile. But they don't know what happened. Then later on, I test somebody. I say, from front, we meet, maybe they respond. At the back, I radiate the metta. That person turn around and look at me. And because of my metta, he also smile. Then he feel funny. Why he do that? That's why that metta. Then later on, that metta, there's a very fine energy coming out from your heart. That one is the real one. That one the animal also can feel. The non-human also can feel. That one is real metta coming out. Very soothing one. A tie of energy. Then whenever you put up your hand, the metta come out from the hand too. But mainly from the heart. These are all the things that can happen. During the early day, when I was doing the cultivation, the metta was very, very different, very exceptional. Good, continue.
So whenever, ever since from then, even though Bharati also teaches in the mind sweeping method, Anapanasati, always put a radiant smile on your face.
Yeah, your face.
From now onwards, I hope all of us can do it so that it really relaxes your body and mind.
Everything, Your thinking, your absorption, your concentration, all the energy will be released out. That radiant smile will return you to the normal free mind. And the moment you smile, you have joy. Joy means you are not stressed. You don't have problem. That's why all the muscles relax by itself. When you are happy, you feel very good, isn't it? Your muscles all relax, isn't it? But when you are moody, when you got problem, You don't even know that you are not happy because you never smile, understand? Or you can't smile. Okay, good. Sadhu, this is good sharing. Sadhu.
When we are slowly in settled down mode, the smile cannot be showing this type of smile. You just small 微笑.
A little bit, huh? 微笑, correct.
Yeah, just like all the Buddha statue, the rupang, you see their smile. A little bit only, but very soothing when you look at them.
Yeah, because they are very radiant and very sincere because of the understanding. Then the mind is different. That's why that type of smile come out is different. You, if you are a cultivator, you can feel them. You can sense them. That's why I remember I saw a lot of your smiling when you sit even Thursday class or whatever. I saw. I thought you suddenly has that ability. Now I know. After that metta retreat, sadhu to you. I rejoice. No wonder in the meditation you can see the smile come out very fast and very beautiful. Okay. I want to ask a question. Did Jim realize you smile more?
You asked him during Guiyang trip.
Guiyang trip.
That will be the first time he joined us.
I saw his name. You register for him immediately. Sadhu. He agreed. Sadhu. Very good. That is very good.
I think I was in Anandagiri, is it?
Adeline
or Elsie told me. I think it's Adeline.
Wat Na Long.
Okay. Yeah. So I just copy whatever Sister Pamasuri forward to him. Would you like to join me? Then his answer, yes.
Sadhu, very good. Then the latest is, I think Joyce will be joining us very likely. Because she told me she asked her to go and book the train ticket. Once book the train ticket, he will have to go. But he will still prefer to save the extra 1,000+ because she alone, extra cost about 1,050, I think. So she talked to Mimi. Mimi willing to let him share the room. But Mimi's roommate, we need to clear. Who is that Chui something? Wendy Chui. Which Wendy? Oh, that one no problem. That one is very ma with a Joyce one. So the three of them can go one room. No problem. No. It's not put. She will count him and solve the problem. No need to approach you because she contacted me. He said, Mimi already agree. So now he need to find out who is Mimi's roommate. So I saw your list. So I sent her the name, but I don't know who is Chu Chui. Wendy Chiu, like that, very easy. He very mad with Joyce, they all want her. I better text. Give me a few seconds. I text Wendy Chiu.
I finished my sharing already.
You continue. Finish already. Okay, sadhu. Let us rejoice. Very good. So next one, who? Richard, come. Richard, go on, sorry. This one is Joseph. Joseph. Call you by the wrong name. Forgive me. You don't mind, don't mind to share. Sadhu. You can sit there, no problem, anywhere. You need a cushion or not?
That's okay.
Okay, good.
Hello?
You can greet Kayamita, greet everybody, then start. Then introduce yourself.
I'm Joseph. I'd like to thank everyone here, all the Kalyanamitas, and Brother Teo for sharing. And
committee member. Organizer.
And the organizers, and everybody involved. I think my stay here has been very enjoyable.
Oh, sadhu.
And the people I meet, new people I meet, for example, like Richard, Jared.
Yeah, Jared.
And Kok Loon. I must say, I have learned from them.
And, sadhu.
Throughout our sharing, we learn from one another.
Discussion.
And even though, like, Jared.
Jared.
The first night when I was here, he was snoring. Wow.
This was also one of the orchestra.
I thought I couldn't get used.
Yeah, you
to
told
it.
Me when I met you at the toilet.
Yeah, you asked me how was the room.
The room.
I said, maybe. Okay.
No, the room is okay, but the snoring.
But then, for the it's wonderful for the past. Number of days and nights, I've gotten so used to it. And even Jared has even stopped snoring.
You know what happened or not? When he drove out, he was tired. The first night show, very loud one. Even Jin Hao, Brother Teo, all the driver, all very loud one. But once they settled down, then for Jared, it's because the first 2 days, I think he got some cold or don't know what. Something. He said every retreat also that coming obstruction, come and test him first. After that, he okay again. That's why when he okay, stabilize, no more snoring.
But I think even if he snores,
no problem.
No problem.
That is a good one.
If we stay for a few more weeks,
No problem.
I think if I don't have him around,
you're not used to it. You're not used to it. You need the sound.
You need the sound. I will miss the sound when I go back.
No problem. These are conditioning. Then you learn. The conditioning of the mind is such, when we are used to, then we develop attachment without us knowing it. Your real understanding of the cultivation is, whether God or don't have, also you at peace. Understand?
Yes.
Don't have, the environment is very conducive, you can just go in. Have, you like cultivating meditation, be with it without any stirring of mind. Then the sati will take over. Understand? Then the awareness and the snoring become one, like music. Become peaceful again. So wherever you are, anywhere, any place, any environment, if you don't have attachment to quiet place, peaceful place, you are beautiful. That's why for me, I go into the life center, the very loud karaoke where my classmate invited me for the new year. I got no problem. In fact, I felt good. I said, this is the real test. You know, nothing else can test me as strongly as this type of very, very heavy metal music, you know, loud and hot one. You know, and everybody was like, wow, drawn into it. You know. But that nature, that mind is so different. It felt it so clear, pow, pow, pow. Then everything is still within that same noisy environment, but there is clarity, there is awareness. And the perception, the awareness, I can see everything that I want to see, that I want to understand. Then I can observe the movement of people, how people get carried away, how people get absorbed, how people become crazy, completely heedless. You can see. That's why you can learn. Like you discuss with these people, you learn. They also learn from you.
Like Jared and Vincent.
Yeah.
I mean, everyone has been sharing a little bit here and there.
Yes,
you learn.
And they also learn from you.
Yeah. And even last night we had some conversation and we were talking very loud.
Oh, yeah. In the kitchen.
It was so interesting.
In the kitchen or in the house. Oh, room.
In the room.
Yeah. That side you have to be careful. I think Tang Jia is there. I saw him pass by. No, I saw him. Wait. I saw him pass by a few times. I don't know whether he go and clean the toilet or what. Oh, his room is here, not there. Oh, 213. So, if you are...
For a short while.
Yeah, if you are near his room, tone down a bit.
Okay.
No problem.
Yeah, but...
Actually, not only you. Last time, the lady there, wow, especially when Joy is here, and those who want to share want to meet me there, I tell you, after the close, that room, until 3 a.m., 4 a.m., still didn't sleep. We have a lot to discuss. Lee Hoon will know, last time he also part of the the group. So it's normal, but tone it down a bit.
Yeah. So,
we are in people's way place, we need to be sensitive.
Yes.
Yeah.
So things like that, we learn from one another.
Yeah.
It's very good. Mm. And I think for the past few months, listening to your sharing and reading your books, there are many things that I have learned. Okay, first of all, with regards to meditation, our objective is to realize the
Noble Eightfold Path
wisdom.
Wisdom.
But most important thing is I have learned about anicca.
Yeah. The three characteristics.
Because previously in my life, and I notice in many people's lives, we are because of our mundane mind, we become attached to many things.
Correct. Without you realizing
we become attached to problems.
Yes.
And we magnify it.
Yeah, through worry.
Through worry,
through fear, through anxiety.
Worry, and we become attached.
Then the thought keep on holding on to
it pulses, it keeps on holding on to us. And
then the thought keep on coming back. This is very good. This is what meditation is. You start to see this.
Correct.
Last time, heedless until you cannot see.
Yeah, we don't
suffer
know.
Suffer also. Doesn't understand, still blame people.
Correct.
If that guy don't do this, I will not be what I am.
Correct.
But it's nothing to do with him. It's all you. Through your own delusion, you stir your mind and you cling and you hold and give meaning and get angry for nothing.
Correct. And
that
is
what is happening.
We blame the world. We blame people.
Everybody.
We blame the system. We blame
everybody. Yeah? Sometimes you even blame yourself.
Correct. So, the thing is, in other religions, the people or the followers of other religions,
the devotees,
they look externally.
Correct.
They don't look at
form
themselves.
Dhamma. They never go back to the mind Dhamma.
Yes. So, that's why the world is in
the way it is.
It is a lot of suffering.
A lot of conflict, war. A lot of division, fighting around.
And the causes of this is basically the three evil roots
of greed,
hatred, and delusion.
Sadhu.
The attachment to.
Ideology,
attachment to the mundane
mind,
which has led to all this.
Correct. The conditioning, the religious belief system. Then we attach to our race, our nationality.
Exactly. So what I have learned, I think this has been the most important thing that I have learned. So I told myself that whatever it is. Likes, dislikes, or neutrality.
Yeah.
I will not let my
self
be stirred and attached.
Correct.
And let all these mundane things bring me along.
Cause you suffering.
Correct.
And create suffering and misery in you.
Correct.
But if you love yourself, how can you allow your thought to do all this to you? Means you don't know how to use thought. the user like using the knife to hurt themselves, harm themselves, and hit out at others. That is the wrong way of using the mind, the thought. It's like the knife.
Yes.
So you remember the analogy, then you will be able to do it. But this is foolish. Why am I not happy, not peaceful? Why must I be conditioned by the wrong thought to have all this fear, worry, anxiety, sorrow, lamentation, deep resentment, unhappiness?
Yes.
So all this is foolishness, delusion.
Yes.
Then you will understand.
And the clinging on to it has caused us
unforgiveness. So much, unforgiveness.
Bitterness.
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 Then the anger, the hatred, the envy, the jealousy.
Yes.
Then you start to
everything negative.
All negative.
Yeah.
Plant the weeds.
Yeah.
In the garden
weeds
of your mind.
Right.
You are not planting the wholesome seed of love, of gratitude, of loving kindness, contentment, joy, respect, generosity, kindness, gender, all these seeds are not there.
Yeah.
So every time holding on to problem, reacting to problem, becoming miserable.
Yeah.
This is what you must see first.
Yeah.
When you see, you wake up. That's how Alicia wake up. 16 years of depression, all wrong talk.
Yeah.
Then she understand, she come out of it so beautifully.
Yeah. All this detachment to all the negative things and all that.
But no meaning. Yeah. Like you say, impermanent, they come and they go.
Correct, correct.
Then why are we going whole? It's
correct.
Only a thought.
Correct.
And what is a thought?
Correct.
Come and go.
Correct.
Arise and pass away.
Correct.
Impermanent.
Correct.
You attach, cling, when you want things your way, which is not nature's way, where you don't know the Dhamma, then suffering is the result.
Correct.
That is a universal characteristic.
Correct.
And because it arises and passes away, it's impermanent, it's not a permanent and changing entity. It's not real.
Correct.
It's not me.
Correct.
Feeling is not me. Emotion
Correct.
Is not me. Anger is not me.
Correct.
Hatred is not me. Then why I worry I still got anger? That
Correct.
Is not you.
Correct.
That is for you to realize in the meditation that it is not you. If it's not you, then why did it arise in you?
Correct.
Because of your delusion, your wrong thought that conditioned you to respond and react in such a way.
Correct.
Through ignorant delusion. And all these are evil roots. So when you identify the Dhamma mesh, then you have already have developed the understanding through faith. Because it stands up to investigation.
Yes.
Exactly like what the Buddha said, Dhammapada was one. You act, speak, and think with an evil mind, with an unwholesome mind, with the evil roots of greed, hatred, and evil. Suffering will follow you. Then you realize, this is suffering, like using the knife to cut myself, harm myself, hit out. Then you wake up, you will never do it anymore.
Yes.
Then you will start to understand the beauty of the Buddha's teaching, that right thought, right speech, right action, right livelihood, the four right effort, they are beautiful. Having right view to accept the reality of the moment so that you will not unnecessarily stir. You know, when you can accept, you are at peace. Then act. Act with wisdom. Don't act with memory, conditioning, views and opinion. All these are with the evil.
Yes.
Yeah. This is how you will learn very fast.
Yes.
Sadhu to you.
Yes. And
sadhu.
Sadhu, And last thing I want to share is I have realized that actually everything we see in life is actually an illusion.
Yeah, illusion.
It's an illusion.
Yeah,
it's
like the Buddha
reality.
Said, the greatest magician, our consciousness.
Yeah. So because we fail to see that it's an illusion, we believe it,
it's a world of consciousness.
Yes.
How real can be consciousness?
Yes.
Just an image.
Yes.
Come and go,
impermanent.
And people see so real. No? So the best analogy is what? You go to cinema.
Yeah.
Actually, it's only light falling on the screen, isn't it?
Yeah.
With the projectile at the back rotating, isn't it?
Yeah.
But to you, it's so real. No? You can be emotional, can go to tears. No?
Yeah.
And you can enjoy the show. It's only a white screen and all the light.
Yeah.
Understand? No?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
No reality.
Yeah.
So when the show ends, you look, white screen only.
Yeah.
Understand? So consciousness, the world of phenomenal world of consciousness is just like that. When all this silent, then you realize your pure nature is like that white screen.
Yeah.
Nothing.
Yeah.
Then you will understand.
Yeah.
Then you will realize that all these are just condition arising, dependent originating, phenomenal world of consciousness, no reality. Then your three characteristics that you start to develop and understanding become very clear.
Yes. Otherwise, when we see movies, sometimes we believe it so
much.
Yeah.
And you become emotional. Yes, you become like drawn into it.
Correct.
And you can even comment or behind.
Correct.
That guy so stupid. Why you go and do that? Huh? Then after that, somebody say, hey, you are not the director. Keep quiet. Then sometimes I went very good. Oh. Before the show end, he said, all the show like that, all the director are ending happy. So they can actually have this type of command. So this is how, when you have the Dhamma, when you are aware, when you are sensitive, you look at all these things so differently. You cannot be drawn in anymore. You cannot be sucked in anymore. Well, you know, this is existential world. Existential world, there is such thing as life. All these are real to them.
Yeah.
But with our wisdom, we can live. It's just like the lotus flower arise from the filthy pond. The lotus flower arise from the filthy pond, can live in the filthy pond, no problem. But the flower that bloom, that lotus, is above the filthy pond. That's what cultivator is all about. When you cultivate, you are above the conditioned world. But you can survive and live in the conditioned world, where you understand the condition clearly. The mundane wisdom, which is the Dhamma, very clear. Then the supramundane wisdom, which is beyond the conditioned world's Dhamma, the unconditioned Dhamma, which is true emptiness. So with that, you will not be afflicted. You will not be deluded by the phenomenal. But you can live it. Where in God condition, you can actually live and experience that. Just that life is wonderful. And this is what Dhamma is. You must know both sides, the conditioned and the unconditioned Dhamma. When you have both, you become beautiful. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Very good, huh? You can summarize a lot of things.
I think Trump needs to come and learn.
Yeah.
So the whole world will be a better place.
The world will be a better world. But he is famous for you are fired. He fired so many people, even the AG and all those people. He just fired them. Thank you very much for your good sharing. So Joseph, I every time confused. Well, these are the two new people plus Danny. Thank you. Now my daughter share. Okay. You want a cushion?
Don't need. One of the new things I learned this retreat was the garden example. I think I really like that example.
Our mind is like a garden.
The planting the wheat.
The seed and the wheat,
there's so much resemblance. The wheat, let's say I have a friend, I fall out, cannot reconcile, or someone passed away, or any bad situation.
First noble truth, reality.
Let's say that person and me always go to their kopitiam. I go to their kopitiam, I get sad. The person like teh tarik, I go anywhere, order teh tarik, or I see people order teh tarik, also get sad. Wow, the wheat keep growing, you know. The garden, we just plant one seed, the wheat, the whole garden full. Everywhere I go, I get sad. The knife is there to cut my mind. Mental suicide every day. But if I plant the gratitude, everywhere I go, also grow flower. Everywhere I go, also there's love, there is appreciation. Every moment I have is like very precious. I don't know any time people can go, I can go.
Become
beautiful. So both sides really, really plant already really grow and good also grow, bad also grow. So really have to be careful what throw inside the soil really grow.
The other thing that you can add is when you have too much wheat, what do? You got to put pesticide in it. Worse, all your plant also affected by the pesticide. So don't end up looking for pesticide. It's a poison. It's going to kill you. Unless you want to have a new mine, a new garden. But the pesticide ones go in. You think you can plant anything? For quite a while, you cannot plant anything. So, if you can, don't allow the wheat to actually spread. The moment it spread, your garden is gone. So you need to really, really develop heedfulness so that you don't plant the weeds. You plant the beautiful seeds. The mind state that can give rise to wholesomeness, to joy, to love, to compassion, to goodness. All these are virtue. Then you will learn and understand what is virtue. Very good. Continue.
And the last thing is, ever since first retreat until this retreat, we say the word sadhu a lot of time. And every time I say sadhu, it has a lot of different meaning. Yeah. I mean, the obvious one is I rejoice with all the wholesomeness that is going on and I'm part of it. Another one is the I'm happy for you.
Yeah.
Another one is a thank you.
Yeah.
So one word, so much feeling given out from that one word.
Correct.
That one is really a very easy seed to plant.
Sadhu. Sadhu.
That's all.
Oh, thank you. So who else? Karen. Karen. Oh, Brother Teo. Brother Teo. There is a nomination. like they nominate for award, Nobel Prize. Push it up, Karen. Push it up.
Hello.
Yes.
Good morning, Brother Teo, Mrs. Teo, and all the Kanta. I feel the best thing that happened to me in this life, this very life, is that I'm really very happy and fortunate able to be associated with the Buddha Dharma.
Wow, sadhu.
Because I feel after, accepting the Buddha Dharma, I feel there's a change in me.
A great change. Because even your daughter, Tammy.
Then I feel that, everything also never mind.
You can accept the reality more and more, and you are more at peace.
Like one Cantonese expression of it, like, I'm training to be Tau Chiang Pai Yap.
Very good. So you know the meaning, Tau Chiang Pu Ru. Means nothing can harm you or hurt you. That is a very good analogy.
Just accord and flow with nature.
With nature. When you have the Dhamma, you can do that. If you don't have the Dhamma, cannot. That day who? He said, he said, can forgive, but inside still got problem. Cannot totally accept the reality. So when you don't have the Dhamma, there is this resistance inside, unhappiness inside. But when you have the Dhamma, these are all no more. It's like rooted out. And you can reflect and develop wisdom. Because when you forgive somebody, it means not only you forgive, it sets you free. Do you understand? Because the anger, the hatred, the envy, the jealousy is an evil root. Root of all evil, make you evil, actually killing you, causing your coming downfall. But when you are able to forgive, you root this anger out, hatred out, you no longer hate that person, you no longer have those evil roots in your mundane mind. That's how you free yourself. That's why when you forgive, it's you free yourself, not you forgive people. Is the wisdom that understand that if I don't forgive, I will be the one that suffer. I cannot free from that evil root of hatred, anger, and all those things. So this is something for you to take home. It's very important. So forgiving somebody is actually for yourself. Then when you understand that, you will really jump for joy. Because all this while, people don't understand. They kept the hatred, especially children and parents, because of misunderstanding. They hate each other so much. Then later on, when they realize it's too late to salvage anything, well, by then, maybe the parent already passed away. Then they have a lot of remorse. Why did they do that? All this is out of hatred, anger, misunderstanding. Why can't you see? This is just your thought. Telling you, condition you into delusion. So when you understand, you're free. Mm. Very good, Karen. Eh? So now you know how to accord and flow. Eh? You got less problem in life. Eh? Then there is joy. It's a blessing to have Buddha Dhamma. Eh? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Continue, yeah, continue.
Then, when I first met you, Brother Teo, and I listened to your Dhamma in Tiratana,
oh.
I was so amazed. What a wonderful teacher.
Yeah,
the way you explained the Dhamma.
Yeah, yeah. Then, so you met me at Tiratana.
Tiratana, yes.
Okay. No wonder, yeah.
Then I heard you saying Karamita. I was like, wow, the people following Brother Teo are
very fortunate.
Very lucky.
Then
I was thinking, leave it to nature because I'm in the dark. I try to avoid driving. But I'm so happy I'm able to join the group.
Yeah, finally you came with your daughter.
Very thanks to my daughter also.
She is the one that have faith. Because she talked to me earlier on. She came and see me the early day, very early, before I even know you. She said, Viratio, I want to be a nun. That time she was dead serious. But she also told me the mother may not have the understanding to give her the consent at that time.
No, I told her to practice more assured.
Yeah, that's why, because of that, you are not willing to let her become a nun. So luckily she discussed with me. Then I told her this. I said, Tammy, don't worry. You must have gratitude towards your parents, your mother. Why? They give you life. True or not? They bring you to this world. They care for you. They love you. They sacrifice for you. So their concern for you is out of love. Understand? They want the best for you. But for you, I know, I say, your past, her past cultivation, her past understanding of this thing is very strong. That one wants to go that way. Understand? So there is confusion. Because on one side is the mother you got to consider. On the other side is what she wants inside. So this creates choice which leads to confusion. That's why Krishnamurti says, wherever there is choice, there is confusion.
No, mainly I'm between the father and her.
Correct. Also, partly also parent. Eh? Yes. We put two together better. So, I told her, Dhamma, you can learn in life. You don't have to really be a nun. Because I told her, as a nun, it's not easy. Because the Thai tradition, they don't recognize the bhikkhuni order. So, like Sui An, they all go Wat Na Long, they know. The nun, actually, they don't enjoy the same status as a fully ordained monk. They are not really nun. They are called Meichi. Then if they want to receive ordination, they have to go to Sri Lanka or the Zen tradition. Like Mingchen Sifu, or Zhongchen Sifu, I think they go through the Mahayana tradition, Fo Guang San, singing, faster. So these are the things. Then I say, as a nun, you are restricted. You need support. And for the nun, it's very difficult to receive support. We are in Thailand, you are not recognized, especially the Theravada tradition. Then as a Meiji, you receive even less support, but you got a lot of constraint. Then your health will be affected. A lot of things which you need for your help, you can't have the means to have them. You depend on your parami, but you are new. You have not developed the Dhamma yet. So I told her, Dhamma can be developed or cultivated in the midst of life and society, even while working. That's why I told her, you go back and work. Initially, she went to Burma, you remember? She wrote to me. Which temple, I don't know. Say. Then I guided her. Then she sent me some of the things she is learning there. Then I explained to her. She learned a lot. Then she came back. She straight away came to my class. Then she compared. She started to understand later on. That's why after that, she went back and worked. Not a problem. Then now she realized Dhamma can be in the midst of life. You don't have to become a nun. You don't have to renounce. You can still be with your family. So this is what I mean, amicable solution, understand? You don't have to choose. You only need to understand. Then when you are really ready, you want to become an ordained nun or what, I say, it's not the robe that makes you a nun, understand? It's your heart. When your heart has the Dhamma, you are a beautiful nun, understand? But without the robe. Why do you need the robe? To confirm that you are a nun. That's why that one, I think, helped her a lot. Sadhu, this is for you, because Tammy not around, easier for me to tell you.
Thank you.
Yeah, and but she don't mind, because she have the understanding now. She actually, a lot of joy in her nowadays. I can see her life improve.
Then, Brother Teo, I've been listening to your recording practically every day.
Oh, yeah. Sadhu.
Because in the house, I only Sadhu. Sunday class, I'm able to join. Yeah. Then,
Sunday class also, she came with the doctor. Sadhu. Yeah.
Then also, Brother Teo, I feel very deeply touched by the way you really wanted to bring all of us out of suffering into enlightenment. I can really
That is the vow, understand? It's not me, it's the vow. The vow that drives this form of mind to do the work.
You all need
the affinity. But sometimes, like kids, you need to wake them up that certain things are urgent. Otherwise, they think making money is more important, understand? So the kid, they are very important. Number one priority is what? Make money. Excel in career. Marry a beautiful wife or a handsome guy. Then become famous, status, everything. But then in between, as you strive, you lost sight of the spiritual journey. The spiritual journey is the one that can really transform your life, not only this life, all of your future life. Then without the spiritual understanding, even you become very wealthy, very successful within the mundane life. Let's say you get everything. Academic-wise, you did very well. Then come out, work, career, you did very well. Then your marriage life also maybe turn out to be the one you want. You have all the criteria that you want. Because you have the money, you have the status, you can get equally handsome or beautiful spouse. Then maybe you have children. Then your children also maybe good coming past. Then they become successful, make you proud. Then let's say your family unit, you are able to have some form of happy moment, happy life. But the moment the first noble truth reality hit any of your family member, I tell you, you will suffer. You will become miserable. Then you understand, money cannot buy health. Money cannot bring about happiness. Money cannot stop death. Money cannot stop all those first noble truth reality. Then what happened? That time only you look for religion or search after truth. By then you will be too old. You may not be that young anymore. Then especially most of the academics, before my daughter Christy, Tammy, the best comer, most of you are above 40, 50, 60. Yeah? So you are not young anymore. So that's why I say the young one are the fortunate one. They come to Dhamma so early, like Mimi's son. Mimi's son still 20-something years old. And this one, gifted one, born like that one. Because he told the mother what not. He said, "Mommy, not easy to get a Dhamma wife." He said, "Everyone also got problem one." So this is what will happen when you don't have the Dhamma. So to complement your good life, you must not only get materialistic success, You must be able to develop the spiritual understanding to complement. Otherwise, you still suffer. Yeah. You may not have the what they call complete life to have the condition to be happy no matter what happens. Okay, continue. Yeah.
Then, as for my cultivation, I really feel these few days really different.
Ah, different, huh? Ah, sadhu. You want to describe?
I just feel that.
Wait, give me a minute.
Hello? Meditation? Yeah, I got to have a what the telecom? Is that sound wall? Okay, okay, that's a lunchtime. Repeat. Third or April? Okay.
Sorry, I have to take a very personal call because he is my best friend in university. the one I told you, Dato KK Lo. So he want to arrange our class dinner on the 3rd of April. So he reminded me to send the thing. But earlier on I replied, I said I will do immediately after the retreat, means tomorrow. I think he a little bit impatient. He's get too near the date. No problem. Resolved already. After remind me to send the notice out. If Sui An around, Sui An can help me. Sui An just walk out. Never mind. Continue, Karen. Yeah.
Then I feel that you know.
This few days change.
Compared to so many days, when I silent my mind, I really feel. You know, the heartbeat pop.
You can feel your heartbeat pop. Very good. That is the awareness. Your awareness has developed. That's how your system become very clear.
Even the veins, certain part moving also.
You will know.
And the sound, you know, can clear. Also.
Everything very clear. That is what mindfulness is all about. Power of mindfulness.
In a way, can last longer.
Sadhu to you, because the tranquility here, the group consciousness, and all the supporting condition, they really makes a lot of difference. That's why you can have that experience, which is the beginning of the real cultivation of sati. So from here, your sati will start to develop. Then if you can stabilize it, you will progress very fast, and you can understand a lot of the Dhamma that I share. Very fast.
I feel the trembling, you know, your Dhamma talk.
Last time you never feel all of this.
Got a random, very, just.
It's not clear to you. Off and on. Now, no need stethoscope, the heartbeat very clear. Like you say, puha, puha, puha. All the vibration inside there, every part within your body, especially your stomach, a lot of wind, a lot of activity there. You just silent there, a lot of things. Then you start to develop the sensitivity of mindfulness, which is the beginning of the cultivation of mindfulness. Sadhu to you, very good. Thank you. Continue.
I would like to really feel thanks for you because you really I can feel really you put on so much effort, you know, to help all of us. And also to thank Miss Teo and try to explain to us when we don't understand. They use their own way to try to make us understand.
Thank you. Let us rejoice.
Then also like to thank the organization. Organized committee and the temple organized committee plus all the volunteers and helpers. It is a success. And also like thank Brother Sui An. He always update us with what about.
Sadhu.
So I want to express my gratitude to Brother Teo and
no problem.
On behalf of my daughter Terry.
Sadhu. Okay, who is next? Brother Teo. Nominated already. Send the mic over. Luckily got Adelina. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Sukiyo Tu.
Yeah, Sukiyo Tu. Yeah.
Brother Tio, yeah. Thank you very much
yeah.
for all the sharing.
Yeah.
Priceless.
Yeah, sadhu. Because he became very different after getting to know the Dhamma.
And
he should thank the wife, Padmasuri. Luckily, Padmasuri, I remember after the first retreat, together with Ingbi on the bus, he said, I must bring my husband to attend. Then after that, really, Brother Tio came. Then after that, not long after the Thursday class, that day, Padmasuri managed to bring him. One day, he invited me and my wife, Suyami Fong, for dinner. Then Brother Tio told me, he said, Brother Tio, thank you. I said, yeah, sadhu, why? He said, because of you, my life improved. Why? He said, my wife changed. My wife become different.
Actually, so, there's more, I have a lot to be thankful.
Yeah.
Not just...
I know, that one was the starting.
Change.
Correct, correct.
Masuri.
Yes, yes.
It also changed.
Change you, sadhu. Yeah. Yeah, okay.
Maybe I just take some time to reflect on the retreat this year.
Yeah.
And maybe my cultivation, how is going.
Oh, sadhu. Very good.
So, this year, the retreat I came in, I feel a lot freer.
Yeah, a lot freer.
Not so restrained.
Correct, correct.
If I compare to the first retreat, Wow, come in also gong-gong.
Don't know here or there.
You can't even recognize which Buddha Rupang it is.
Everything. All the great being also not clear.
And then there's so much to learn. There's so much trying. Trying to do things. Trying to improve. Trying to change. I suppose that is the
part and parcel,
part and
of,
parcel
the way,
of the cultivation.
Of the cultivation. Yes.
To see what is the right or wrong way.
Correct. Correct. Then you keep on learning. Then you keep on keep on improving.
Yeah.
Even within us, the volunteer like you, Jin Hao, and all the community member and Kayamita who help out. They also learn year by year. That's why Sui An learn faster. Last time must hold physical meeting. Now no need meeting, is it? WhatsApp. Then from WhatsApp, everybody know what to do. Then for the retreat, all simplify. That's why I told Padmasuri also this year, no need to worry. Less people, not enough people on duty, don't worry. Like that day, Song come and share. He is the leader under his group and all didn't turn up until somebody turned out much later. No, no problem. It's still resolved because I think who came and help? Lei Hong and Karen came and help cutting fruit. So it will settle down and fall into place. Then from Bertie also, I think simplify a lot. He only in charge of recording and of course bringing all the important things. And Padmasuri also did a lot of things, planning everything. So. Well, this year, very complete. All the plug point, power point, all he bring. So I was thinking I need to bring just in case need. Then mine become spare now in the room. I don't need them. Then in the room also he bring one. Last time I used to use mine. So all this is the improvement that you see. Then like he said now, more freer. You have no need to have the mind unnecessary worry about all this. Then you can learn the Dhamma. Then after that, you can echo and flow. Then with understanding, he learn faster. He learn with understanding, with faith. And so it's different. Then this year, I also observe he start to sit more. Start to sit more. Early morning, I come in. I always see him there. Then, of course, my wife and Li Hun. But a lot went down for the chanting, which is also very good. different people learn differently. Different people develop things differently. Then I saw Mrs. Ho, wow, at her age she can do all those things which I also cannot do. Stand in the chanting there, come out, exercise some more. Oh, full exercise, oh, sadhu, I rejoice. Your health has improved a lot, and you are so mobile now. Then Brother Tim's leg also much better already. Because last time I saw you having a problem.
I've been going for some treatment.
Continue. Okay.
So with that kind of a state coming in, settling in was very quick. By the next morning, the sitting was very good. Right? Getting into that stillness is very easy. So very natural. You just sit, do nothing lah. Yeah. Just sit there.
In fact, that is the right meditation. Don't do anything. Who is doing? The thought is doing. Why you let the thought do? You just relax, silent. Then the silent mind will come because he has faith.
Yeah.
And he study with understanding. He study different one now because he's a very, very technical person. And he learn things very fast. That's how he will progress. Sadhu.
So when the first morning when I sat, I get into that stillness, and then you have the sense of the sound of silence surrounding you,
sadhu.
And then all the other vibrations just
become
through.
Like very clear to the awareness. The awareness within can perceive them all.
So that's how we have clarity of mind.
Yes, awareness, clarity, awareness, and this is energy, you know, no? You know why this is energy? Rub off already. Space between thought, you remember that? Space between thought. When you have space between thought, you know why you have energy. Well, the life force energy is not wasted. This one, listen. This one I mentioned before, but I don't think you already do understand last time. Because you have the clarity, you got space between thought, you are just aware. Do you know when you think, how much energy you use or not? Thought is energy, you know, not? When you study, do you know that you use a lot of energy? So your heedless thinking, your emotion all draw a lot of your energy. So your life force that come, 90% for heedless people is all gone to the thought process. But for cultivator, because of that space between thought, I remember when I cultivate during the early days, after I developed the understanding, almost 100% of my life force, I can channel it into my gateway. I don't need to use it. It went in and it do the job. Then most of the time, because you are quiet, still, with the clarity, that's why there is energy, you are sensitive. And this is the awareness energy, which is beyond thought, beyond mind. So you don't waste it on thinking. You don't waste it on all the excitement, the emotion, the negative vibration and all those things. So your mind is relatively calm, peaceful, clear, with clarity, with joy, with understanding. Then this one can develop into spiritual faculty that enable you to understand spiritual teaching, that you can awaken. That's why this mind is the meditative mind. This mind is the mind can develop understanding and awaken. So this is very important. That's why Bertil, once he can have that understanding, the energy will improve, the clarity will be there. Then he will progress very fast. Now the only thing is to bring this state into the daily life, the daily mindfulness, leading to the heedfulness in the midst of life. And it can be done. Well, last time when I was working as a civil engineer, I was able to do it. But have a good religious routine and do it slowly, slowly. You can also simplify your religious routine because he's working with you and he spent quite a bit of time at his office and all those things. So you can simplify the routine, where you have the understanding already. So a lot of those, like chanting and all those things, you can simplify them so that you don't have to spend so much time. Every Thursday, we are doing it. Then every Sunday, you go, we are doing it. So you only do them when you feel that you have the time, like on weekends or what. Then you spend more time on the meditation, the transfer of merit, sharing of merit, the chanting. So the daily religious routine, you can simplify if you are on a working day. Yeah. The most important thing is to develop the ability to integrate your mindfulness into your daily life. That is the key to developing heedfulness in the midst of life. Mm. Okay? Continue. Yeah, but
anyhow, I still feel I need to relax.
Yeah, relax.
Relax and relax.
Yeah.
So
and stabilize the awareness inside the silent.
So I've done the lying down meditation.
Wow.
After sitting, sometimes Sadhu. You just got to go and lie down.
Yeah, you better. Because that will stabilize. Because you free your leg. Understand? There is no more energy, chi flow, blockage and all those things. Then when you are lying down, relaxed, almost every part of your body is completely relaxed and free. Then you will understand a lot more things. Sometimes the energy movement will actually trigger off a lot of things. Then like tinkling sensation everywhere. Then certain area you need to clear the gas or what you will clear. Then you can even be aware of how the gas gets released from your body. And you need to turn to certain posture so that the gas can come up. You will know. Yeah. All this you will learn. Yeah, then you become like very sensitive. Wow, every part of your body when you're in the lying down posture, wherever you want to deliver your awareness to, it stays there. When it stays there, it's very clear, aware. Then when it's there, it will do a lot of work on. It will do a lot of work on. Then you will start to understand how meditation can be developed. Then as long as you are relaxed, that movement moves by itself. Then you start to understand a lot of things. Then during the lying down, your head is very quiet. But this one, the senses is not active. You just maintain awareness. Then silent. Then off and on, the sixth sense door will be triggered. Then you understand how you function as a human being. Then you can even be aware of the moment of input or content of consciousness. Then later on, when you are skillful at the heart, you realize there's a gap. So the conditioning from your brain, the old way of acting from your brain or habitual tendency to create movement or stirring of mind from your brain starts to dissipate, loses its power to do. Then you realize most of the time aware, nothing went in, no content, nothing. Then another one. Then when you can do that, your stability of mindfulness improves. Then after that, all of a sudden, everything becomes very quiet. Even your heartbeat, your vibration, your whatever become very quiet. Then you will reach the stillness. Completely still. Your vibration, like the car, perfectly tuned. Then during that time, your wisdom, contemplative wisdom, and your direct seeing insight is there, you can realize enlightenment, cessation. Yeah. So this is very important. Yeah. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Yeah, I also find my bowing.
Help you a lot. Help you a lot.
Yes, and it's different now.
Yeah, very different.
Because every time I bow, it's like a sense of slow motion.
Yeah, slow motion. It will slow down by itself.
Previously, it was very clumsy.
Yeah,
Just want to get it done and
means
get up.
Now more graceful already. Then it's like the movement. You are aware one now. That natural pace will come on now. Then your movement and the awareness is one on. Then like you are aware of more things. It's just like I say when you walk. Last time you were conditioned to note here and all. Even those who don't note, they focus on the leg. No, aware means general awareness. When you stand and move, every movement, activity is with your awareness. Otherwise, your awareness cannot be continued. You are like using your thought to focus on your leg. Cannot. This is not natural. So what he do is just bow. Don't try to know. Then the awareness will come. Then he will know. now more graceful already. The thing slowed down by itself. And there is more sense of bowing. Last time, very clumsy. It's like learning to play badminton or a game. So when you are skillful, you can decide where you want to send the shuttlecock. Then you execute spontaneously. No thought one. Straight away you know how to return the shot. You will go. Spontaneous. Yeah, very good. You continue with the bowing very fast, your daily mindfulness will become very, very stable.
Okay. Like I say, I have many things to be thankful for. Thankful for a wonderful family unit. Very thankful to Sister Pamasuri. For taking me to Brother Teo's first class.
Sadhu. The Thursday class.
She promised me only 2 hours. Now ended up attending Tuesday, Thursday.
Sadhu.
I guess that's how I learn. I sit. I listen. When I read, I don't read cover to cover. I just read
Important words.
Important passages.
Then you pick up the important one.
And then you contemplate.
Yes.
So basically it's listen, read, contemplate.
Correct. Right. First turning, second turning. Yeah. Then meditate, now third turning.
So this has... So day by day you see yourself...
Different.
Your understanding improve.
Improve. Then you become different. Then when you do your work in the office, very different.
Precisely.
You become very efficient. You don't need much time to do a lot of things.
So whatever little understanding that you have, you take to your workplace.
Yes. It becomes beautiful.
You see the change in your approach.
Yes.
The way you tackle crisis.
Crisis, yes.
The way you tackle...
Problem.
Customer
issue.
The difficult ones.
So
very different.
Different. Sadhu.
So, in a way, you don't try to apply teaching.
Yeah.
The understanding will help you
through. Yeah, will help you through. Yeah. And your character, you know how to resolve all this amicably, beautifully. Yeah. No need to argue. No need to get angry, agitated. No. Accept them for what they are. Because they are your client. Understand? They are your customer. Then they are your staff. So you will know how to handle them. Very good. Sadhu. Sadhu. Yeah.
Okay. What's the... I guess that's about all.
Never mind. Slowly. Slowly.
Something that...
I know. Something important. You will not remember one because... Unless you write it on a piece of paper. But never mind, it will come back on when the condition is there.
So anyway, thank you very much.
No problem, Sadhu.
Brother Teo and Mrs. Teo for the kind of support that you provide. The kind of loyalty that you show. It's a true model to all of us.
Sadhu.
Have a lot to learn from her as well.
Yeah.
Right, and to all Mitas, thank you very much. To all the organizing committee for wonderful work. And also with special mention to Sui An and Sister Padmasri. Not any favoritism. Because I have inside knowledge. INSIDE. Because the way they have organized it. It's wonderful.
Wonderful, yes.
What we do not see is the behind the
scene organization thing.
There's a lot of work.
Because what you see is the harmony and all those things. But actually, there's a lot of planning. A lot of all those what they call mature way of resolving issue. That's why this year is so small. Very little issue at all. Very good.
And also not forgetting the temple management. And all the
for
helpers.
For allowing us
to
use the place.
The extended Kaliyamitaship.
Correct. Right, Sadhu.
So, Sadhu, thank you.
Thank you so much. Let's rejoice. Sadhu. Very good. Before I forget, if you appreciate your spouse, I always tell my wife, ho bo. You know what is that? 好老婆. So sometimes at least they feel good. That's why I always tell her. She thought I want to uncut her. No, I say you really did your duty very well. That's why you have the good line. And the cable very strong because she did her duty every line when we are together. And even my daughter, they all know. My son liked her very much. He said, like the world's best mother, mommy, Cui Hao. So all these things you will know. Because she really sacrificed. She do a lot of things for us. And she don't mind doing it. She did it with understanding, with joy. That's why in front of you all, I thank her too. A lot of gratitude. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. And every time I say ho bo, he smile. because she do her duty very well. And she also changed a lot from the early days before she knows the Dhamma. Very good. So who is next? Now Padmasuri. That's how you should encourage spouse to cultivate together. Then in future, Brother Tung will be the one that will pull Padmasuri to come and cultivate. Because this is the parami. He has the parami. So just in case something happened in future life, he will still meet Brother Tung. But in another form. Then Brother Tung will still create condition for her because this is what she has done for him. So when you support each other, it's just like Moggallana and Sariputta. The two are very buddy. In the past, they have this understanding. You find the teacher, you inform me. I find the teacher, I inform you. Then together we cultivate. You must have this type of understanding. Must make sure got tax stamp. After that, vote tax stamp. Found the wrong one.
I think I touched them.
Very good. Okay, let Padmasuri share.
Morning, Brother Teo. And all Kayanamitas. First of all, I would like to thank Brother Teo's trust on me and the opportunity that he gave me to help out in the Kayanamita to give me the training that I become what I am today. Okay? Actually, my affinity with this place is, I think, is longer than Brother
Teo. Much longer.
1982, I was yesterday I looked up the Falun Tusu Kwan. I was up there meditating.
The old building,
two, three retreats there already. And that time, we have a plank flooring,
Timber.
Big one.
Timber.
So everybody one mattress, all in one room. And then the water is so cold.
It's mountain water.
Chill. No hot water. And that time, the weather is very cold.
Chill.
And then, I would come back when I first time I have retreat with Brother Teo. I was in tears from the first day until the last day. I have been looking for him.
That's why in the bus I remember she and Eng Bi both very strong resolve to bring their husband in.
Deep in my heart, actually when I first started come in touch with Buddhism, I know I have to look for somebody. I'm looking for somebody. After 20 over years, only I meet him.
So that was the condition behind. Then after that, she go all out to learn, to do. That's why she had gratitude because after the Kayamita stabilized, then she volunteered to do a few things for us. So I saw the sincerity, that's why I agree. So first was helping out in certain aspects. Then later on, spiritual trip also, she asked for permission, let her try. And she did so well. That's why after that, continue to give to her. Then, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So all the spiritual trip planning, he will discuss with me. Then we will get it confirmed. Then she will do all those things after that. Of course, Brother Tim also helped. Then also the recording, everything later on, I think, because after Prabhupada Yung came in, both of them actually helped out a lot in the printing of the book, and also the recording, and also all the, what they call later on, together with Chin Hao, Brother Lau, Sui An Liao, they built up the website. Of course, Ing Bi also helped that time. So Chin Hao's sister and all those things. But Brother Lau, the Sui An's boss, is most important. Then because of that, we got our website, we got everything in order. Then the printer also, they found. Pamasuri found the printer, who did a good job. So far, so good. So all these are part and parcel of the condition. Then she sincere with the gratitude. She learned, then she developed the cultivation. Then she is what she is now because of all those affinity and understanding. Because deep inside, she knew she got to look for somebody who really can teach and can share this type of understanding. Then when she found, she was full of tears after the first retreat, I remember, and full of joy also. And the first thing that come to her mind is to bring Brother Ting in. So she managed to fulfill that very, very noble intention. Then everything fall into place. So we should rejoice. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, continue. Yeah.
I don't know how to continue.
You can express your gratitude.
First, when I met Brother Tung first time in Sri An's house, I still remember my first reaction. This is the right one. This is the one. This is a person that I have been looking for.
For and the then, past 24 years.
And then the next one is that strike my mind is Tune also can come and cultivate together. That's how it developed until today.
Sadhu.
And there are many occasions that arise my faith in Brother Tung. Actually, the first time. During one of the reports, Radio, I can say.
During one
of my reports, I was sitting at Tune's corner.
During
one of the reports, there's no chair and that. Radio was sitting there.
Yeah, I was sitting on the cushion.
Yes. I saw Brother Tune in robe. I saw him in
robe. Oh, okay, the vision.
The vision in robe. That that really strengthened my faith.
Sadhu.
After that, I think I'll stop here and I will go on to my experience of comparing these two retreats. The first retreat, the previous one, I took up the responsibility to delegate the duties time.
Yes.
And the notice was so short.
Yeah.
I waited and then at last I took up. So I have no experience, so and also the number of people and my lack of experience, so it's not perfect. Whereas this time I think we have less people.
Yeah.
But actually there are a lot of behind the scene.
Yeah, helping.
Helping. Brother Tung has been helping me and supporting me.
Yeah.
And he has been walking the path with me. I always involve him. That's why he understands what myself and Sri An has gone through.
Yeah.
Behind the scene.
Yeah.
Okay. And another person we shouldn't forget is Mi Fong.
Yeah.
Sister Mi Fong has been very supporting
helped,
and she helped also a lot, helped out this time.
Yeah.
Although she's not here.
Yeah.
I think all she, of us she share also, with her.
She also reminded she my has, wife a lot of things that take care of me. That's why my wife told me, hey, Mi Fong said this one must bring, that one must bring, all those things. Because she has done it before and she know what other thing I need. So she is really very helpful. And this time, I think, because of her India trip, she told me, and also other things, transport and all those things. So because of that, she said she won't be coming. I said, no problem, just let things be.
Anyway, to cut things short, actually,
folding the palms, I would like to share with you.
Yeah.
There's one monk told me, it is namaste. One hand represents ourselves. One hand represents our friend. Your nature and my nature is the same.
Yeah.
I respect your nature. You should respect my nature as well.
Yeah, that is the deep meaning of namaste.
Yes. And we are, another thing is we are cultivating, this is my own, nothing personal, my own perspective. All of us are cultivators. We are still staying in the we are still in the mundane world. We still need the four requisites.
Yeah.
We need to eat, the we support, need shelter, we need support, and we need toilets, we need food.
Yeah.
So every time when I go to the dinner table, when the dinner is served properly in front
gratitude.
Of me,
gratitude.
I'm very grateful.
Yeah.
And the toilet is clean, washed, I'm very grateful.
Yeah.
Every one of us is organizer.
Yeah.
Is an organizer, is part of this retreat. That's why this year I didn't ask to take a photograph for organizer.
Yeah.
Every one of us contribute towards this retreat. So we really, whatever, I want to be clear here, whatever assignment or duties that I give to you, I assign, is I look at the thing as a whole. No, nothing personal in it. And because there are some kayanamitas, they have special needs, so I need to assign some lighter duties to them. And from what I observe in this retreat, majority, 99.999%, has been very cooperative and has been doing well. Only one thing I would like to mention, if we don't turn up for our duties, we are burdening the kayanamitas in that, not only that, in that special group. You will affect other groups, because if you don't turn up, you don't do it for whatever reason, the other, you know, other kayanamita also will come to me. Oh, next year I want to be in that special group. So it makes things very difficult for me. But anyway, from the point of cultivation, this from the experience of organizing this retreat, actually before this trip, before Chinese New Year, I already tell myself I have to silence my mind. I have to develop my daily mindfulness.
Yeah.
I prepare myself for this retreat.
Yeah.
So actually, during the first day in the car itself, my mind is very silent and very still.
Very good.
I asked him, "You feel anything or not?" He said no. But when come in during the second day, I can say I already settled in.
Yeah, settled in.
And
a lot
of the dhammas that Brother Teo has been teaching, especially those essential dhamma that Brother Teo has been teaching this while, it didn't sink in. But this time it sink in.
Went in, yeah.
it really went in.
Yeah.
Especially like condition like that, things will be like that.
Yeah, suchness.
All things are dependent originating.
Yeah, condition arising.
And avoid all evil, do good. And don't try to be good.
Yeah.
I really see this word, don't try to be good. When we try to be good, the evil roots are in us.
Yeah, still there, the thought.
So
the absence of evil is good. So you must have heedfulness, mindfulness to be aware of the evil root. Then only the virtue can come out. If you are incapable of avoiding all evil, you cannot have true virtue or goodness. Because the absence of evil is good. There is no other way to be good. If the evil root are still there, good according to you, no use. You understand? Because that good is a conditioned good, good according to you, not nature's way of looking at wholesomeness. Okay, good. Sadhu, continue.
Another thing, there were, I think it's the second night. when we are in silence, you see people are just the way they are.
Yeah.
Condition like that, things will be like that. So when and when before I sleep, when I contemplate on that, my inside laugh.
Yeah.
I have a lot of joy and my inside laugh. I was very I was in joy actually.
Yeah.
And then on the third day, I was sitting during the meditation in the session in the afternoon.
Mm-hmm.
When I was sitting here, I was like having slop and topper.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I forcing myself to sit. Then I suddenly decide to go and lie down there.
Yeah.
But when I tried to lie down under the table there.
Yeah, yeah.
Actually, I feel there's a force building up at my heart area.
Yeah, yeah.
And then build up. And then there's a sound.
Oh,
then I went.
Your own snoring. Huh?
Yes, deep snoring, but yeah. I'm not sleeping.
Yeah, you are aware.
Huh? I'm aware. And
that
I'm
one sound, because you are aware, the consciousness will catch it. Oh. So the awareness of it is there. That's why normally after one sound, it stops.
Stops. Then,
then you rest.
I rest.
Then
I
it will come again.
Then it come again.
It will come again. Initially, it's for a while. Then when people hear your snoring, it's like they think you are asleep, but you are not asleep. Whatever you speak over the other corner, they will hear. Like Ingbi, very clear. So all this, you will know. Like last time I told you, I was lying down on one corner, meditating. The ants at the far entrance there also, I can feel the movement. That's why I came out that time, I went and checked. Really, you got ants there. I sense something, the movement, the activity. Even the very fine, you are sensitive. Very good, Sadhu.
After the session, when I went down, I feel myself very fresh.
Yeah.
And full of energy, and the body and mind, the mindfulness is... very, very stable.
Yeah, and there is clarity, difference.
Yes,
you know why or not?
Clear.
Because when you are able to meditate like that, actually you are resting your body. You are resting your body. There's an after that you feel very fresh. You are totally different. Then the energy, everything, the spiritual faculty, they become like enhanced, very clear. Then you are actually very, very mindful. Then everything you do will become different. You're from that state, you actually relax, silent, stabilizing your sati or awareness, the silent mind. That is how you transform. So initially, this one sound snoring will come on. Where initially, you cannot maintain the awareness for long. Then as you maintain until when you reach the threshold of going down to sleep or going into the unconscious state, because you will be aware. The moment you go into that, you're supposed to sleep. You understand? That's why your snoring starts. And most of the time, the initial vibration, you will be aware already. But sometimes you just want it to relax deep. That's why you let it move the full movement. I also cannot pronounce that. Crawl until it ends. Just let it be. Don't just stop it, understand? Let it be. Then the full relaxation come in. You remember? Morning, Vincent teach you what? Blow the what out? Huh? The chi out. Remember? When you relax, actually, that is how the dirty energy, the chi all go out. Because when you are relaxed, the breathing become very natural. Then that actually remove that type of air. Our air needs oxygen, understand? And this oxygen needs to be replaced. So when you snore out, that air is the whatever filthy air or whatever air that is inside your body, which is most of the time not the fresh air anymore. But the one that you take in is fresh. That's why when you need to rest, relax, you will snore where you are in a deeper state of sleep. Means your mind is going into the subconscious or the unconscious. When you are at the threshold, the snoring will happen. And most people who don't cultivate mindfulness, awareness, like the way we do with a free mind, they don't even know that they are snoring. Very few people can hear their own snoring. But your neighbor hear you loud and clear. So when you cultivate, this phenomena is very common. Yeah, and you will learn a lot of things. Your awareness is different from the mundane mind, from the thinking. The awareness, the essence of mind, is all the time there. Whether you snore, you don't snore, whether whatever you do, that awareness, the essence of mind, is always there. Whether you can develop the ability to be with it or not, maintain. Then sometimes you can even go into your subconscious and unconscious moment. Then you can see even how the subconscious release from your memory, from your brain, come out in the form of like dream state. Then sometimes it's like very fine release like that come out. You can see them. Then you can be fully aware. Until you come out of the sleep, so-called sleep, because you're fully aware. As I still remember when I come out, that last thought or the awareness leading to the coming thought before I become conscious, there is no gap. No gap. Like you are fully aware, like you are living life on earth, come out like that. Then my face, not tired, nothing. No need, technically no need to wash face also. And then you got a type of energy that make your skin how you feel when you rub your hand like a layer of oil or don't know what but very very beautiful, very soothing one. Not that sure. It's like when you have that type of not only it's like something like there's a layer of very fine, I don't know, I cannot call it oil, but when you touch it, you know one, it's for your skin, very beautiful, and it's very soft, and it's very soothing one. What is it? Not baby balm. No, there's a layer of this type of oil, or lubricant. No, much more smoother and more refined. And you know or no, that type of pure energy will give you that type of thing or no. Later on, some of you will tell me. Yeah, you feel like when you touch it, your finger move, you feel very good. Like there's this very fine type of one film of thing that is very beautiful. It's like when your skin is very fair, shining and radiant. You got that type of thing on. I don't know. I cannot find it. Huh? What is it? Oh, is it? It's very soothing one, no? Very soothing one. It's like... I cannot describe to you. You have to experience it. That type of, like it's, you think it's shining and glowing because there is this oil there. There's a layer of thing there. It's from the pure energy. And it's with you one. When you do it correctly. So that one, something new for you. So later on when you have that, don't panic. Don't think somebody put it on you. No, it's from your meditation. Then that time, you feel like your hand, my wife will know. He said, how come your hand is so fine one? He said, lady one also not so fine. Really? My hand, you all haven't touched. Very fine one. Like never worked before. But actually, it's not so much of that. Last time I played badminton, I hold until my hand here got the what, like when you meditate a lot, the one dot thing. So on the palm here, where I hold the racket always tight. Even I hold the racket for so long, my hand is very fine. Then don't, because of that excuse, still can I hold your hand? But got condition, no problem. So a lot of people may not understand. That is on my whole Madam Ho's hand. So if you have the ability to feel, when you hold people's hand, you will know one whether the person's vibration how. That's why my that last teacher, the first thing he met me, he felt my energy, my nature. He held my hand. The moment he held my hand, he knew. Then when he told me, forget about what they told you. What I want you to know is my meditation, only this four things. Then I told him, yeah, this is beautiful. The first three I already done. He said, I know. Your hand. I hold your hand. I know. Well, I have the sati, the mindfulness, the continuity. Then the straight away the next question, where did you return your awareness? Nobody asked me that question. Well, nobody know what sati is also. He asked me where I return my awareness. Then I point to the center of the heart. Straight away he tell me no, slightly towards that. Well, that is where the gateway is. And so I finally, he actually showed it to me. His hand was 2 inches away later. He came. He said, relax. The moment he said relax, I already relaxed inside there. Then his pure energy went in. And I felt that point. Then straight away, I don't need him anymore. He just activated it less than 10 seconds, I think. Then after that, I just went straight into the meditation. Where I know how to relax, silent. I was on a chair all that time. Then I leaned against the wall. Then I went into deep meditative state where my yin and yang energy all melt inside, so still, so quiet. So when you realize the gateway, your energy will melt inside, it become pure energy, and it transforms everything inside. And I become so different, so still. That's why it cut short my training by 10 to 15 years. If I were to look for it, I will find it. But it will take me at least 10 to 15 years. So that was the condition. And it happened because of my vow. My dad vow bring him to see me. And like I told you, the condition keep on arising until for the 6th time, I knew already. Normally 2 times the condition come, I will go and see that person already. But this one, I waited until 6th time. Well, the last one, actually, I no need to see anybody already. Well, after 1989, after I have the understanding, actually, technically, I don't want to see anybody. But the condition keep on coming, 6 times, you know, then inside tell me, you have to see this person, meant to be. There is something behind. That's why I straight away, without hesitation, answer, yes, I will see him. Well, he came to KL, Genting. So, when the date come, on that day, he called me some more, no, he's scared I forgot, no, I was in the office. Then when I received the call, I said, oh, yeah. I said, I remember, I said, you are there already. So I asked for the room number, the unit of the condo that he stay, apartment. Then I said, okay, I will come now, but I need to go back first. Then take my wife along, pack a bit. Then I will drive up straight away. Then he said, take your time. Then I said, I will bring you for dinner. Because they also haven't taken dinner. And they waited for me. You know, and arrived 8:30 p.m. That's how it happened. Meant to be will be. So on the 7th time, I went up. See? Quiet. Because of the vibration, the background vibration no more. So when your mundane mind is noisy, it's like that. When the mundane mind cease or stop or become less, suddenly you experience that stillness inside, that quietness. And now the chirping of the bird already clear. Can hear now? So loud. That's why you must have this understanding. And you can do all this because it's not something like difficult to understand, very, very mystical or what. No. It's day-to-day nature's law. When you understand nature, you understand what is happening, what is going on. There is nothing mystical about all this cultivation, transformation. the awareness is not something mystical. We are human beings lost in thought. They cannot understand that there is an awareness within. There is a true mind, a silent, the essence of mind within. And that is the reason why I realize a lot of Buddhists fail to penetrate the cultivation. We are, all they understand is just that mundane mind. Yeah. And they never really understood the teaching. So everything is thought-based, thought-based, thought-based. Even sati also they don't understand is awareness before the knowing. Yeah. They think sati is something they must practice. You only need to train the mundane mind. Where the true mind is already there, no need to train. But when you train the mundane mind, this mundane mind when it's trained, it listens to you. Then you will experience the quietness. Where the mundane mind once trained, it listens to you. You want it to be silent, it's silent. That's why you can detect your true mind. You can be aware of your true mind, your essence of mind. That's how you learn from meditation. Do you think all this, the true mind and all those things, my teacher, my guide, teach me? They never teach me. They never even tell me about such thing. Yeah. Only the last one speak the same language as me, aware. Yeah. Where do you return your awareness? And later on, after I came to know him, you know what he told me? Because he know I'm a Buddhist, no? I follow the Dhamma, but he know I understand what sati is. No? He when he discussed with me, he said, when I read your Buddhist book, I straight away chuck it one side. He said, what rubbish is it? Where got such thing as mindfulness? He said, awareness. Then I have to explain to him, no? I say mindfulness got two words, no? Mind, full of awareness. Then he looked at me, no wonder you understand. Because mindfulness, there is a mind there, understand? No? How can a mind be aware? So when people understand, people know. So the Buddhist word was not really correct. Sati is not mind. It's awareness before the knowing. It's just the silent, the awareness nature inside that. So a lot of things, when they understand the true mind, they look at it differently. But he doesn't know any Buddhist concept. My last guy, he is not a Buddhist. His father was a Raja Yoga practitioner. Yeah. But they have some Christian influence on when they are young. Yeah. He went over to New Zealand to stay. But he has this very unique nature from the past. It seems he is not from our universe. He is from another universe. And the condition was there for his nature to come and to bring forth this pure energy to our universe. And there were a lot of things that he tell me you all haven't heard of. Yeah. Do you know our universe is protected by something? It's just like the scientists tell you, you can have an energy dome to protect your whatever space within that. Let's say the planet, you got problem with the sun's ray or whatever. Then they got this shield. You heard of energy shield, right? Yeah? Energy shield. Yeah. He said our universe are also protected, you know, by one very, very different type of shield. So that shield, all the other universe cannot come on because of that shield. Then because of the condition, he need to bring some of this understanding, because their universe is way ahead of ours, the world system. So he need to open up the portal, you know, for this thing to come. You know. All these things you haven't heard of. But for me, it's very strange. You know. Even I haven't heard of, I never think that it's a joke. You know. Because I know a lot of things he tell me, he never tell other people. He only tell me because he know, I understand. The moment I met him, he told me a lot of things. When I went to New Zealand, the wife also get jealous. He say, why Mr. Teo do anything? You not only agree, you never complain. When I try to record, I try to do this, I try to ask you, you shut me off. Because a lot of things the wife cannot understand. So because of that, Dhamma is unique. Okay, better move faster, otherwise not much time. Pamasuri, anything else?
Actually, during these retreats, I see my defilements more, the attachment. I see my own ego. I try to make everybody happy. Actually, when I try, I try very hard to make everybody happy.
That is
actually, that is my ego.
Yeah, your thought. Your
that is my thought, and that is my ego. I see that.
That's why I told you, don't try to plan the duty list. Where she try? Then after that, Sui An send another list. Who not coming? Who not coming? And then the whole list upside down again. So I told her, you wait for the complete list. Just assign. Why you want to... The previous year, they got problem. You know why not? They put there, ask you to put name. Then, you know, you ask them to volunteer, put name, or toilet duty, nobody want. And I said, then you got problem. Then come back. But you, very difficult. Everybody choose this. I said, forget about it. We just assign. If they come, they don't understand all this duty is to build up your understanding of Dhamma. Because this is what you have to train. This is cultivation. If you can't handle this, you can't perform your duty, then you don't understand Dhamma. Your duty is to build up your karmic nature. When you do your duty, you are responsible, you reap what you sow. In future, all these things people will do for you. You understand? That's why you look at me. I don't have to do. Why? Because you all will do for me. But in the past, I did all this for people. I make offering, I pay respect, I serve the monks that I have faith in, my teacher, Acharyantra, I look after him and go around. Whenever I'm there, he know I will serve him. And he understands, he can feel my nature and he know my past. He told the top disciple that he has to vacate the place for me to stay. You know, later on I met the chief disciple the next morning. The chief disciple came and talked to me. He said, Kun Tio, in Thai, I'm called Kun Tio. Did you sleep well? I said, yes. Did the ants come? Oh, yes. I said, the Dhamma ant. Oh, sadhu. Then after that, I told him what happened. Wow, he rejoiced. He said, we are the same. No wonder, he said, Ajayantra told him, we are the same. But he also already awaken, understand? That's why a lot of things you cannot understand. The cultivator, when they talk among themselves, you liabo kiu, and I tell you. Unless you are also in this spiritual field. Okay, continue.
Actually, by bringing Brother Tune to Dhamma, I myself benefited a lot. Because he is really very supportive and understanding in what I'm doing. That's why it makes my path easier.
Sadhu. That's why together when you can do means it's real blessing for the spouse. Do you agree or not? Both the spouse to go together having the same affinity to cultivate Dhamma is very rare. A lot of people find it very rare. And most people, one side refuse, one side have the very strong urge from inside. All this is because you kiam tse, understand? Coming then. Because last time when people want to go, you refuse. Maybe not for Dhamma, other type of thing. Then now, you want to go Dhamma, they refuse. Understand? So, all of this come from past causes and conditions. So, if you do your duty, you don't go and create life problem or misery to the individual. Like I always say, remember this, they are life, let them decide, let them live. You can give your advice, you can counsel them, give them good feedback or advice, but don't force them to do things that they don't like to do. Because they are alive, they have their own karma, let them decide. So we rejoice with those who are blessed. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay.
Last, yeah. I would like to take this opportunity to ask for forgiveness from all if along the way, in terms of speech, action or thought, knowingly or unknowingly, I have caused you any misery, karmic negativity. I would like to sincerely ask for forgiveness, and if can, if possible, if you have anything that you would like to advise me, I sincerely and humbly request you to come to me and let me know so that I can make corrections in the years to come. And thank you, Brother Teo, Mrs. Teo, and all Mitas, for all the support, for all everything that you have given me in this retreat. Thank you very much.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, next one, who? PG, next to you. Yeah.
First of all, I would like to pay my respects to Brother Teo and Mrs. Teo. Yeah, my name is PG from PJ. Like I've said before, for me to come into the Dharma is something that is very unexpected. And like what I've mentioned in a few days ago, for me to find the right teacher, it's been a blessing to me. Let me recount an incident which happened when we visited the Sixth Patriarch Temple. I think it was the second temple, Nanhai. As usual, when we walk around the temple, towards the end, there is a small temple for the Sixth Patriarch.
And remember, towards the very far end, the last one.
As usual, I just bow down to pay my respects. And I cried like hell. I don't know why. The tears just came non-stop. It's just like your whole family died. And I cried and cried, and I tell myself, and the mind can even say, why are you crying?
Yeah.
The rest of them have gone back. Why are you still crying? But it couldn't stop. And then something just came to me and say, I suddenly asked for forgiveness and say, I'm so sorry, Master. I did not complete my cultivation. And then I made a vow that I will complete my cultivation.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
So for this retreat, I reflected on it. I'm so thankful that I found a teacher, a wise and compassionate teacher, who can help me complete my cultivation.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
In this cultivation, the thing that strikes me very clearly is heedfulness. Without heedfulness, I can forget about the rest of the cultivation. On Wednesday, when I went to pay my respects to my Maitreya, I said to myself, For this coming trip, I was like speaking to Maitreya that we will be going to pay our respects to you.
Guiyang.
Yeah. And then this mind says, how do I cultivate my affinity with you? And the answer came so swiftly. Look beyond the form. Because we always look at the rupa. So I will just take this with me and contemplate on it. Thank you so much. And thank you to all the organizing committee and to all Kalamitas who have been with me for this year, few years, and of course not forgetting the temple organization for this wonderful retreat. Thank you.
Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. So who is next? Ah, yeah, Christy. Send the mic there. Christy, no, Christy. Yeah, sadhu.
Good morning to Brother Teo, Mrs. Teo, and all Kailamitas. This is my second year coming for the retreat. So this year I feel like it's definitely different compared to last year. Because last year I actually brought my assignment up, so there's a lot of stress worrying whether I can submit my assignment in time. So this year I came up stress-free, without any thinking. I think a lot of what Brother Teo explained last year didn't get into my brain and everything, but this year
a lot clearer.
This year a lot clearer, like a lot of things just hit me in my brain, like that day when Brother Teo said life is itself is a teacher to us. Then I was thinking every day is a it's like an exam to us, like putting us to test. And
life is your greatest teacher. It tests you every day. When you can have free mind, peaceful mind, means you pass the test. That's why she came out this year retreat. No more worry, no more anxiety. Last time, assignment cannot finish. Bring the assignment out. But after the first 2 days, settle down. She was full of joy. Because the assignment, normally, she cannot finish. But when under such setting, tranquility all there, she cleared her assignment. That's why she was full of joy. I still remember she sharing with us. Then that time, first time she came out, she tend to have a lot of fear, anxiety. Then now, you look at her face, it's like so different. No more of those. Last time, you look at her face, there's a lot of this anxiety on, like worry and problem inside there. So now this year come out free, don't have anything entangling. That's why there is joy. He can help Chin Hao do the things, can help do photography. And he enjoyed when he was here. Then he listened to Dhamma. Then like Lei Hong say, everything is good. Environment is good, facility is good, food is good. The retreat also good. Then the temple people, Kailamita, everything is so conducive. That's why Lei Hong got a lot of gratitude. And this is what you will experience when you have the gratitude, the Dhamma, and the understanding. Good, continue.
I think for me personally, I feel that I'm very fortunate to be exposed to the Dhamma in such a young age. So, also to my parents. They are like friends to me lah. That's why I'm very grateful to them.
They're also grateful to you. Well, according to Garrett and Edward, you are the one that bring them to the Dhamma.
Last time I used to be a very rebellious kid. Then just nice, my mom actually received a brochure from Champaka, the Sunday school. So my mom actually took the effort to bring us there.
Sadhu. Very good. I remember that time I met your dad and your mom there. They were in the committee. That's why affinity meant to be. Then your parents also learn a lot of things. Especially your dad, that time he talked to me a lot of things. Your dad was fantastic. He was sitting at the back there, listening to my Saturday class in Chempaka, I think for almost 3 months. Taking note with a book at the back there. I don't know what he was doing. Until after that, he started questioning me left and right. And everything also linked to life, Dhamma, how to explain karma, all that. Then the way I answer him, he start to understand why his life was like that. Well, then later on, because of affinity, that time I think they got this election for president. Then he felt that he need to let me know certain things, which he was right, because he know the president incumbent very well. And the other person was the one that bring me to Chempaka to share and to teach meditation there. I think Brother Tan Ing Chai, you all know. He is also a very... he became a monk, I think. I don't know if he's back or not. Is he back? Oh, still in Burma. Yeah, luckily because of what Garrett told me, then he used to fetch me to the Chempaka class. Then on the way, he also felt that he should let me know that he is challenging the president and all those things. So I knew what the outcome would be because I understand Jared knows a lot of things. So I hinted to him. I said, you don't worry. No matter what happened, I actually hinted to him and indirectly warned him, win or lose, don't panic, don't get angry. Yeah. I said, you are sincere. You have your causes and conditions. Things will unfold. But as long as you have faith in the Triple Gem, your time will come. So luckily, because of that, after that, he lost the election. Then he came and talked to me, see me. Then he wanted me to help support him if he were to start a center himself. So that's why he went to nearby Chempaka, or not Chempaka, Taman Mega. He rented, I think, one place. He set it up, and I went there and teach, share. So because of that, later on, I think he developed the understanding, then he decided to ordain. He wrote to me also. Yeah. Then I advised him, then wish him all the best. I said, no problem. You have your parami, because he has done a lot of good things now. Yeah. So because of those conditions, then Garrett starts to tell me some of his past. So that one, no need to take up too much time. Then he become a different person. Then after he changed through understanding the Dhamma, everything start to fall into place. Then everything meant to be start to happen. Then he know why he is there playing that role and all those things. So it is a blessing in disguise that that thing hit him. Then he went and looked for Dhamma. And all these are meant to be. It so happened that time I just went over there to teach. Where Ing Chai. That's why I told him you should thank Ing Chai for bringing me there. So that was the history behind. Okay, you continue, Christy.
And I think the Dhamma really changed my family a lot as well.
Yeah.
In the terms that my family is very close through ups and downs and everything.
Yeah.
And that day...
That word up and down is correct. Really major upheaval, not up and down. Then we leave it to Garrett whether he wants to share or not. Okay.
Then that day, actually, what I witnessed is Brother Teo, when he said that when people encounter him, they'll smile, especially along the Kayala Mitas or so.
Yeah.
I don't know, like, there's an energy when I'm around them, I feel very happy.
Yeah.
So
you will feel that, yes.
Yeah. That day, actually, Brother Teo, you all came for the charity dinner that my dad organized.
Yeah.
So my brother was there.
Huh.
So that day, I told my father, Koko, tonight very happy. So
yeah, your brother was there.
Then he went out, he talked to PG, because PG's battery, the car battery.
Correct,
was
correct.
So
he helped to jump start the battery, yes.
So he was talking to
very
PG.
Grateful,
then. One sentence came out from him that shocked me. Never in my life I would imagine my brother say this. He looked at PG. Yeah, one day I would like to cultivate, so I would like to expose myself to the Dharma.
Wah, sadhu.
I look at him, huh? so I feel like it's the surrounding that strengthen our faith.
Yeah, yeah. Sadhu, very good.
That day when I took the Bodhisattva vow, I took Brother Teo.
Yeah.
I made the explanation that I want to strengthen my faith.
Yes.
Now no excuse already. Finish studies already.
Wah. Let us rejoice. Sadhu.
So I think that's about it. And lastly, I would like to pay respect to my parents and Brother Teo to express my gratitude.
Yeah, sadhu. Sadhu. That's why when you have the Dhamma, your family unit is very beautiful and you are like very blessed. There is so much harmony and so much understanding, expression of gratitude and all those things. Yeah? Sadhu. And for some of you who are new to Dhamma, you must know the Buddha teach when you pay respect to worthy one, to your elders, or to somebody who has like benefited you before, you have gratitude for. The Buddha says four things grow. What are the four things? Ayuwana, Sukang, Palang. Where is my gatehood? Go and write. Ayu, Sukang. Ayuwana Sukang Palang. And what are these four things? Ayu is long life. Wana is fair complexion. Then Sukang, you know, joy, happiness. Palang is strength. It is both. It's mainly spiritual strength, spiritual. Ayu is correct. Wana. No, right down there. No, downward, below ayu, right below ayu. Every word write separately. Ayu, wana, V-A-N-N-O. Ayu, wana, sukang. K-H-A-M, Sukang, M, Palang.
B-A-L-A. B-A?
No, B.
B-A-L-A.
N-G, N-G, don't worry. No, N.
Correct.
Oh, correct,
M, okay.
Oh, okay, Balang.
Balang. Ayu, Bano, Sukang, Balang.
Okay, sadhu.
I learned a new word.
So, if you want to have these four good qualities, then you must learn to pay respect to elders, to what you. Ayu is long life. Then this one, fair complexion. Lady is sure suka one.
Fair complexion. Lihun will fulfill this one.
Yeah, your fair got eye or not? F-A-I. No, you put far. Fair. Fair complexion. F-A-I-R. The I cannot see. The I-R. The I cannot see. Oh, okay. Sukang is happiness, joy. Put joy. Then, balance, strength, spiritual strength.
Spiritual strength.
Yeah. So you want to have these four good qualities, especially ladies, you must actually develop this. Okay, thank you. Continue, Christy. Finish, okay, let us rejoice. Sadhu. Yeah, page number. Heart Sutta, page 16. In the middle of the page. Okay, who is next? Any volunteer? Ah, Jin Hao, come. Yeah, Jin Hao. Sadhu. Yes.
Good morning, Brother Joe and everyone. First of all, I want to give my deep gratitude to Brother Joe. Not only that he guide me along in the Buddha Dharma, but also in some of my personal life as well. I came across some very difficult situations last year. And with his advice and also some blessing, I think things start to change, especially beginning of this year. So, which have been bothering me for many, many years. One thing is that, you know, this year, the retreats, things are quite simple, you see, because I'm very grateful that I have a lot of helpers, volunteers like Sui, Kehun, and Tammy that's willing to do the outline, you see. So that really do a lot of help, you see. And also, not to forget Christy, she do a lot of some of the photographing and the video shootings for exercise as well, and she said that she's willing to do some after effect work, you see. So that is really, really thankful. Though I know that I'm a slow learner, I notice what radio teaching is very important. So since the setup of the website, I committed myself that I want to do it very well to preserve it.
So that Jin Hao helped a lot. The idea came from his sister, and he together with Brother Lau, Sui An, Brother Tiu, they really did a good job, and he put in a lot of input. That's why I felt very grateful. That's why my nature rejoiced, and this will pave the way for him to realize a lot of things in the future. This parami is money cannot buy. You can never understand the extent of that parami. Yeah, this website is going to generate a lot of understanding and wholesomeness. And it will go back to all those people who make it possible. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
In fact, it's not my effort alone. You see, there are actually a lot of people behind the scenes that a lot of people, most of people don't know. Like Brother James, Hu Yong, Miss Lee, they all do the recording, and Brother Sui An also. And the weekly outline, you see, you know, again, like Sui, you see, Kekun, Man Yen, and Puan Chi, they all really, you see, is weekly, you see. So, Yong Chan is really, that is a lot of work, you see. And of course, Brother Teo sharing the Dharma. So, I hope people can benefit it. And if any of you got any feedback, please let any of us know. All right? And these few days, I found that only the last few days, you see, I felt that a bit settled down in terms of like, I can sit much longer, and I can feel the peace inside. Because the last few days, I've been sort of like coordinating with Brother Lau because of our website, for sort of like, you know, under attack, and also a bit technical issues. Hopefully we'll resolve soon. Again, sadhu to everyone, and sadhu to Brother Teo.
Okay, who is next? Anybody? Queenie, yeah, so quiet, Queenie.
Good morning, Brother Kiel and all.
Yes.
Amita.
Yeah.
I'm Queenie Ku. I stay in PJ. Actually, I never really think I would understand the Dharma when I first went to Brother Teo's house.
Yeah.
Because at that time, I was not really focusing in anything.
Yeah.
But after some time, I tried to bring myself to understand it, and actually after coming to the first retreat, I really didn't make a lot gain a lot of benefit, but then I still keep coming for the second retreat, and this is my third retreat.
Oh, sadhu.
But this year I feel
different,
a bit different.
Yeah.
At least after the second retreat, I take your advice to do the daily routine.
That one very important.
Every morning, the first thing I do, I will go and pay respect and
sadhu.
Recite my chanting.
Very good.
Then I will go out. But one thing I didn't do was, in the night, I did not do
it. Oh, before you sleep. Okay.
So maybe, and the funny thing is, if one day I'm late in getting up and I have to rush out for my exercise,
You simplify it, then after you come back also you can do, but you are really busy, maintain mindfulness, it's okay.
Thank you.
No problem. Sadhu.
But there was one thing that I really didn't do any chanting because I was very sleepy that day. So the next day I felt a bit guilty.
That's why cultivation is not to recall the past, not to develop remorse.
Then I ask for forgiveness.
That one up to you. But more important is, you have to accord and flow when your life is scheduled, like I mentioned earlier on. Your daily routine depends on your personal responsibility and duty. If you have all those things, then you have to adjust your routine to suit. So not necessary must be always before you sleep. Maybe you can do it whenever you have a free slot of time. That morning when you wake up, you do, that's it. Then you have to hurry out, you go first. Then you maintain mindfulness. That one is good enough. Sadhu.
Now, actually, I also have been with Brother Teo for a few spiritual trips, which I really like it very much.
I can still remember she and Madam Ho, the two of them.
And now I'm looking forward to the Guiyang.
Guiyang. Sadhu. Sadhu.
But what I want to say is, actually, if all these conditions has not surfaced to me, I will not be understanding the Buddha Dharma at all.
Yeah, sadhu.
So I want to thank Brother Teo, Mrs. Teo, for all the support and all the Kalayamitas and also the organizing committee for this retreat and the previous retreats, and also the temple support for us to have all the wonderful conditions to have a good sleep every night.
Sadhu.
Now I start to understand why we have to make an effort. I think I should contemplate myself to do more and understand the Dharma. But every morning, each time I come here, I will always make my aspiration and I ask them to guide me to understand the Dharma with clear understanding.
Sadhu, very good. That is good. You must invoke power of merits. Invoke power.
And every day I share my merits to whoever I think they need.
Then also you must express gratitude to all the great beings who have guided you, protect you, and bless you, guide, protect, and bless.
I think I still have a long way
to
this journey.
Don't worry. The long and short is what your thought tell you. What your duty is when you have an opportunity, when the form and mind has the condition to be born as a human being, then when you have this bodhisattva vow, the understanding will be there. You will be cultivating accordingly. So no problem. Then things will unfold. You only need three things: sincerity, faith, and diligence. Then everything will flow. Then with your parami, with your affinity, with your vow, they will take you along. You technically don't need to do anything. And your aspiration will help. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Very good. Who is next? The one behind you. What's your name? I forgot. Also Queenie? Oh, Winnie. So Queenie next to Winnie. Yeah. Yeah, Winnie. Yeah, introduce yourself. Push it up. Push it all the way up. Yes.
Good morning, Brother Teo, and all Kala.
Kayana Mita.
I'm Winnie from PJ. How should I say? This is my first time joining Brother Teo's retreat. I would like to thank Brother Teo for giving me the opportunity to join in, because I came in very late, and Brother Sui An also, who has waited patiently for me to give
answer. Actually, Brother Sui An was the one that helped to put your name in. I leave it to him. I never interfere. Sadhu.
So, and also giving me a chance to join in the sponsor for the food, Dana. And also Mrs. Steele, who has given me a chance to join in. Actually, she was the one who asked me. We were talking about meditation. And then I actually has gone for meditation. It was 3 days before. And I haven't joined for a week or 10 days. So I was telling her I would like to experience the...
Yeah, sadhu. So that's
how,
the reason.
Whether I can take it or not.
Yeah, that's
so she said,
the reason.
Why not you join me? I'm only going for 1 week.
Wow, sadhu.
So I say, let me see, because actually I'm going to Singapore.
Oh, okay.
So I have to see when my friends are going. Them. Yeah. So luckily it was first week of March.
Oh, okay. So the date was compatible,
I'm very happy to have the opportunity to join in. And I find happiness and joy.
Wow, sadhu. Sadhu. We rejoice with your happiness too.
I took the bodhisattva vow that
day. Sadhu.
Tears were
coming. Sadhu. Means you have affinity from the past.
I was very happy.
Very happy, sadhu.
Actually, there's nothing much I would like to say, but I actually like your book.
Oh, sadhu.
And the prayers, last year when I went to Anagiri, I told Mrs. So, I say, this group so good. And I say, they pray the Tapecho. I say, I love this site.
Prayers.
But the Heart Sutra, I find it a bit difficult.
That time not so easy.
Mr. So say, like that, you join us.
Sadhu, sadhu. You should thank Mrs. So.
Sadhu. She has been guiding me all the while.
Oh, sadhu, very good.
Whatever special event, she will always call me.
Sadhu, sadhu. That's why you got good affinity with her. In return, you take care of her. That's why your parami, you receive all this. That's why whatever you give, you do, come back to you. Where you are kind to people, you help her, take care of her. Then whatever important, she will let you know. That's why in return, you actually receive more than what a normal selfish mind would have thought. Sadhu. Very good.
So, I hope to join you more.
You are most welcome. We also look forward to more Kayanamita like you.
The Dhamma.
Especially after the first year, the second year you come, very different. Like Brother Teo say, first year karma, all the great being who and who also he doesn't know. Until slowly, slowly this understanding seeps in. Then when you come for the retreat, the second year, a lot of different, because the understanding go in. And especially after this, you go back and read the book slowly, the transcript, then listen to the audio recording, it's all in the website. Your understanding will become different again. Then you put into cultivation. When you put into cultivation, next year you come, you become totally different. You absorb very fast. You understand very fast. There are a lot of things which you heard before. At that time, the meaning is not deep, like what Paramahansa Deo went to. But as you attend, when you are ready, the meaning becomes very deep. Like my daughter, after last year, second retreat only, he started to understand the importance of understanding paticca-samuppada, dependent originating, condition arising. When she see that, that's why this year she become very different again. She developed good understanding. Then all the mind is like a garden. This will make her move faster. Because these are the good way of understanding what constitutes wrong thought and what constitutes right thought. We are expressed in lay term. Our mind is like a garden. And you want to keep the garden beautiful, you must plant the seeds of good fruits, good plant, not the weeds and all those things. So all this will bring forth the understanding. Then you find it very beautiful, really related to life. Then how the weed actually torment you, cause you misery and suffering. So if you reflect, then you understand, then your mind become different. My life, why should I allow it to be this way? That's why you will intend, determine on heedfulness, so that you can see with mindfulness. Whenever the weed want to come in, for right effort, abandon them or prevent it from arising. Then cultivate all the good plants, the seed of wholesomeness, to plant the beautiful trees or beautiful plant so that your garden is beautiful. So all this will make cultivation simpler. Then the three characteristics also will become easier to understand, deeper. Then when you go to the essential Dhamma, you learn very fast. Well, this is the direct teaching that link all the essential Dhamma that the Buddha teach and share. The problem with the Buddhist community is they don't understand the linkage of the Buddha's teaching. They think the Buddha's teaching is very discrete. Every topic is different. So they will teach very, very discrete. Like five spiritual faculties separate. They don't know that it's the opposite of the five mental hindrance. They don't know how these two link. Then the advice of the Buddha come from where? First right view, second right view, third right view. They don't know how to link. Then Dhammapada verse 1 and 2 is meaning. They cannot link the teaching. Then the three evil roots, the initial wisdom. And all those, like the four foundations of mindfulness, avijja, sutta, all the steps involved, they cannot link the teaching together. So because of that, it is not really a teaching. It doesn't serve the purpose to transform living being, to awaken living being, to bring about enlightenment. So all this is missing. That's why they can't really bring about that result that they were looking for. Then we also observe, as the Buddha Dhamma over the years, how it actually become adulterated. The teaching become like distorted. Or the commentary, the description, they don't know the actual teaching. It has become a different type of explanation. So because of that, you will observe one very clear phenomena. Since the Buddha's time, at that time, there were a lot of enlightened beings. Hearing, enlightened. Contemplate, reflect, enlightened. Then even during that time, there was one lady cultivator, I think Bikuni. She was pouring water on her feet. No? Then when the water from the feet moved out, before the water ended, he became arahant. See? It's possible. But nowadays we are not seeing all these phenomena anymore. And even certain book or commentary dare to even write, it's already very difficult to even find a sotapan in this world. And because of that, it's very clear that if you are getting less and less of this enlightened being, means what is happening? Means the teaching is no longer the teaching that it used to be, that has the potency. It's just like science and technology. If the discovery of science and technology has breakthrough, then you will see science and technology progress, isn't it? True or not? Yeah? But if it's not progressing, I mean what they discover one is not the penetrative discovery or understanding. I mean all the things that they teach and they share is no longer the penetrative one. That's why the sasana cannot rise again. But in China, they were lucky. After Bodhidharma came, it starts to flourish. Then, as predicted, when the sixth patriarch came, Mahayana Buddhism flourished. That's why after that, there was a great debate, according to Chief Reverend K. Sridhamandana. The Theravada lost the debate hands down to the Hindu. Then, luckily, Mahayana Buddhists came along, and they won the debate. And give back the credibility and glory to the Buddha's teaching. So all this people can see. Then in a similar way, after Hui Ning, the thing rise, then it starts to branch out again. Then Mahayana split into many again. Then the teaching get more and more diluted and distorted again. So the true teaching is still around, but not many has the true teaching. But at least the decline of Mahayana is not as serious as the Theravada. But there are still a lot of very good Mahayana Zen master who holds the teaching. Well, these are Bodhisattva that keep on coming back. Yeah. But at the same time, because of internet and technology, there's a lot of knowledge-based Lama inside there, Mahayana teaching inside there. Too much description. Yeah. One thing I need to be fair with the internet is, you heard of Wikipedia. Actually, their website is very good. He is not biased or no. He don't simply writing or no. He really went in and checked the teaching thoroughly, checked with people who understand, then only they put in. That's why you want to find anything about the Mahayana teaching, they will describe to you the Japanese Mahayana Zen, they will have this type of teacher, this style of teaching. Then the traditional from China one like that. So all of them were there. Then you can screen to, you know. Then you will know which one correct, which one not correct. And that's the good thing about Wikipedia. Yeah. He don't like biasly try to take away thing and put in his own knowledge. He don't do that. So some of the description, I find it very useful. That's why with the advent of the internet and all this, now I don't need to go and look for all the book. Every time I want to check on it, I go Google, come out already. And I can have it from a few sources. Then because I understand, the moment I read which one authentic, which one not authentic, I screen. Then sometimes they have a mixture. But I can use it as a framework, then I improve on it. Then some of this, they don't know how to explain what that Mahayana teaching is. But the Mahayana teaching are very profound. You remember the Sunday class, I introduced to you all the Fa Hua Jing. Remember that? The Fa Hua San Bu Jing. These are the most important sutta in the Mahayana tradition. And they are very beautiful teaching. But do you know, very few people can teach. Well, the Fa Hua Jing is very deep, very profound. It's mainly the three books. The first one is Sutra of Innumerous Meaning, Wu Liang Yi Jing. That one itself, a few chapters only, you know, very profound. I love the first chapter, Virtue. That's why I share with you all in the Cultivating the Bodhisattva World. The moment virtue is established, you sure have the wisdom. Otherwise, you cannot have virtue. So a good way to check your cultivation is whether you become more egoic or you become more virtuous and less egoic. If your atta still the same as before, then please check your cultivation. If you lack virtue, please check your cultivation. We are the four virtue of the enlightened disciple of the Buddha is very clear. They have good conduct, upright conduct, wise conduct, dutiful conduct. So all this relates to wisdom and virtue. Yeah. That's why the perfection of wisdom and virtue is the perfection of Samma Sambuddhahood, the 10 paramita. Then the second teaching is the Lotus Sutta. Lotus Sutta got 28 or 29 chapters. They are all very beautiful. Then the last one is, I forgot already. What is the last one? Pusyanona. Something to do with Pusyanona. Oh yeah, now I remember. They call it Pusyan Jing. What? Sing what? Oh, the vow, Oh, okay. Pusyan Sing Yen Jing. So that one also very powerful, because the 10 great vow of Pusyan is very, very unique, very beautiful. So all this, you need people who really have the understanding to teach. Otherwise, cannot. Otherwise, it become like theory, academic type, or what they call scholarly type of teaching. Okay, we go on. Yeah, continue, Vinny. Thank you.
Sadhu. Thank you. What else should I say? Actually, I'm very scared to come at first. I thought you're very fierce.
Okay.
So I asked Mr. So. Is Brother Teo very fierce one? If he's very strict, I don't know. He is a very nice man.
Sadhu.
So I find you very nice. I really enjoy it.
Yeah, sadhu. Very good. Then, you haven't seen my photo before that. You don't know who I am. No. Oh, no wonder. You look at the photo, you know it's not what you think. Especially you ask Danny. Danny said, the moment he saw my photo, he can feel, you know, there is compassion. Then Richard, you remember? And even Lei Hong. He can feel. Well, he say, he very straightforward. He don't like to turn around the bush. You know. He very direct one. And yet, he straight away acknowledged, I said, Bertil, I can feel. You are very, very sincere. And you are very, very patient. That's why he know. He can understand. He can feel. Well, he is an experienced guy. He has deal with a lot of people. And Lei Hong also can feel. So, the virtue that you can see in a cultivator is from what he do, understand? How he express himself and how he carry himself. So if you can understand virtue, you will know how to judge that person. That person must have virtue. If he don't have virtue, means he don't understand the teaching. Then there's a lot of other things that I share. The truth, wisdom, is not rigid. It's an understanding, it's not a knowledge. All this you will slowly understand. Then later on, it will really go in deep into your cultivation. Because when I first shared that, wisdom cannot be taught. Everybody who never heard this before, look at me, you know. Cannot be taught, then what are you doing? Are you not teaching us? Understand? And the other thing is, didn't the Buddha teach the Dhamma? But the Buddha mentioned very clearly that I can only show you the way. You have to walk the path yourself. So he can, like the finger pointing at the moon, he proclaimed the Dhamma to you. Means he showed you the way how to develop this cultivation so that finally you can awaken. But the awakening, each and every individual must do, because you have to realize the thing for yourself, like the Dhamma, salutation to the Dhamma towards the end, Pacetang, Veditabhu, Vinohiti. This Dhamma can only be realized by the wise, each for themselves. Nobody can do it for you. So that is the reason why wisdom cannot be taught. It has to be realized and awakened by the individual. And it's not knowledge. Knowledge is rigid, cannot give rise to understanding, cannot awaken the living being's mind. Knowledge cannot solve your problem. Knowledge can give rise to more problem. Where the more you know, the more you don't know. That is what the scientists find out. The more they probe the universe, the more they discover, but the more mystery behind the discovery. So a lot of people don't understand. But when you understand, then Krishnamurti also say, the most dangerous man in this world is the one that has a lot of knowledge, who say, I know. This type of people cannot be taught, cannot learn, cannot develop understanding. But understanding is completely different. Understanding is complete, the whole. Whereas knowledge is fragmented. Facts, little bit, pieces here and there. And knowledge cannot last forever. But whereas truth, wisdom, is evergreen. It will apply throughout the ages. No matter what civilization, what era, it will apply. That is the difference. So if you can understand all this, it means you have cultivated, you have developed the understanding very beautifully. Okay? Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
Lastly, I would like to ask forgiveness from the organizer and committee for not doing my duty well. Because actually, I did not realize my duty.
Oh, you didn't even know.
Until my student have to, Sister Samai student have to tell me.
Yeah. It's okay, because you are new. Don't worry.
Thank you to Brother Teo, Mrs. Teo, and Mrs. Ho.
Oh, yes, sadhu.
You are very nice and friendly. Thank you very much.
We would like to thank Vinnie for the good sharing too. Sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. Okay, we have to break. Get who you can be later. We are after the lunch, we wait for No problem. Because the Tang Jia come at 2. 2 o'clock, Suyang 2 o'clock. Wow, sadhu, sadhu. Polian confirm. Sadhu. So you can learn from Shen Xiu, polish until it shines, so that no shit can no shit can alight. Never mind, you polish first. Then you realize originally there was nothing. Where got shit? Then your mind free.
Just a quick notice, because we are less than 24 hours, we are going to leave this place. I noticed the water over there is going to finish, and the other one got another half. So we just use the other one, the half one, of it, this one. So that, you know, because after this, they are going to, I think you won't be have any retreat after until April, you see. So we just focus at the other one, all right? Oh, they can replace themselves.